Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 3. So many threes.
I'm cuckoo for Yoko Pops.
Why did he have
I thought it would be funnier. Because normally he's like, I'm cuckoo for Yoko Pops, and I thought Yoko Pops sounded funnier.
Indeed. That was absolutely frightening. I just want you to know that. You've made the 12-year-olds pee themselves. You have to apologize to their parents not for the mess they left.
Sorry.
Oh my god. I don't think he is.
Right. I know.
Anyway, there's nothing of interest to put here at the moment, so I guess it's straight away to the one-ups or what's news? Or
onesies.
I think I called it what's new last episode.
Onesies.
No.
We should call the news what's news.
Except no? The news doesn't really have a overall title to it.
Well, it should.
I don't think so.
Okay. It was worth a shot.
It was worth a try. So, what have I gotten since last episode?
Injured.
Yes, I did get injured. I will talk about that shortly. Let's see, the day after we recorded the podcast, I went out and found Red Arrow on clearance, so I was like, Zomb Red Arrow. Tom Station Northstein.
And you told me it was a clone and he got all depressed.
Realize I'm on clearance.
And Transformers Prime Hotshot and Transformers Prime Cyberverse Ironhide, so I picked those up. And then, lo and behold, I went to Walmart and there sitting on the shelf was a glow-in-the-dark Wrecking Ball Skylanders. And I
saw him rare Skylanders
myself. I was like, no way! And I like ran to it, except it was only like a couple feet, so it was more like a quick waddle.
Skip? Why am I picturing that like Psyduck, but I just like Psyduck just goes up to it?
But it baffled me that it was still on the shelf, and I was all excited, and I grabbed it and bought it. And
he ran home without
pain. I was gonna sell it, but I'm a collector. I can't sell it. I just can't.
He ran home when he found a golden ticket to Wonka's factory.
It's a good nightlight.
It is. So I'm going to keep it because I'm an asshole. So
yay, asshole.
Let's see. And then
I just want to comment. It's a shame you didn't find bot shots with hot shots so you could like put hot shots and bot shots for your hauls.
Hot bot shots.
Sorry.
I got some DVDs and some Pokemon manga and stuff, but that's not really important. I found Cyberverse Commander Dreadwing, and that's when I injured myself. Well, actually, we stayed over at Jeff's, and I took Kat to work, and I went to the Target down there, and I found Dreadwing. I was like, yay, and I was like, I'm determined to find more toys. So I went back towards Jeff's house to stop at the stores down there, and then I went to a Target down there, and then I fell in the parking lot. And now I have a bruise on my leg, a bruise on my thigh, and a scraped up right hand. So
he's upset.
And for the record, I found no toys in that area and walked away with just Dreadwing. So it was a pretty abysmal day.
And bruises. You walked away with the bruises.
Yep. I got two scrapes, three bruises, and Dreadwing.
Yay.
Yeah, it was lovely. But the day after that, I found Deluxe Knockout at a different Target closer to me that I did not fall in the parking lot of. So I just need Viacon now. And I'm
Well, that sucks. Oh.
Prime until Wave 4 comes out. So.
It's waving.
I wish you'd have fallen in the parking lot.
Probably would have made for a more entertaining story. But anyway, that's... Oh, today I got Figure Arts Trunks from Amazon. He's also Amazon. Awesome if you don't have him yet.
You just forgot to do things. Like me.
Probably, honestly, the best Dragon Ball figure so far.
Well, it has to be better than Piccolo, because his arms just fall off if you look at him. Like, oh, let me move his arm for articulation. Pop. Oh, well. He's Namekian. It'll grow back. It's taking a while. And mine still hasn't grown back. I left it there. I mean, I guess it's longer in real life. Oh, God, that sounded wrong.
I have that problem, too. A lot of things get longer, and you just can't stop it. And I need to see about going to the comic book store when they get... I'm going to wait till they put it up on Facebook. They'll put up a picture. Like, we came in stock, and I'll be Trunks, and I'll be all excited, and I'll go, and I'll do a little dance, and then buy Trunks and dance home.
Dance. It's got a little bit of a standing issue, but I'm not entirely sure why yet.
Does he have zipper boots like Captain America?
No.
Zoots?
The ankle joint's kind of weird.
I'm going to have Trunks come over and stand by Vegeta and try to get his approval desperately.
It's funny because the back of the box of Trunks says Ha and Arg as his freezes. And then it says raging face parts as well as interchangeable hand parts allow for depiction of the belligerent Trunks. So he's belligerent too.
They didn't bother to change the description from Vegeta?
Nope.
Nice.
So Trunks is belligerent. But the box is pretty cool and stuff, so. Good figure.
I'm done. That's fantastic.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for the yawn to be over. That was like the official end cap to your one of. That was like the most current event. I'm tired. Okay. let's see. I have found some stuff. I finally found the Avengers figures. Not all of them, though. I have Iron Man, Captain America, Hawkeye, and Hulk. I still haven't found Thor and Loki. So I'm still looking for those dudes.
Loki!
And those are pretty cool. Like, they're not, like, perfect, but I think they're pretty well done for American figures.
Yeah.
Especially Hulk, because he's all big, and he's got hands. What else?
He's got hands.
It's amazing. He's got hands.
Well, they're Hulk hands! Dale got Hulk hands! No? Step Brothers. Okay. And then I randomly decided to pick up a Blue Beetle figure from DC Universe because I wanted a Blue Beetle figure because I like his design. And honestly, I was like 70% sure it was a Big Chill figure at the time. I'm like, oh my god, it's Deluxe Big Chill. And then I got home, like, where's the Omnitrix? I spent like a good 15 minutes looking for it. I'm like, I know the new show like switches the Omnitrix around. It's not on his chest, but this is ridiculous.
It's crazy. But
I think it's from an older wave, because I've seen him, I used to see him a lot, and I hadn't seen him recently, and, like, his box was different than all the other ones, so I was like, maybe this was just in the back, and I don't know, it was like an impulse buy, and he's actually pretty cool. And then I finally found Camo and Wornado, so I completed all the Skyliners, I was like, challenge completed! And I'm like, ha, little kids, I beat him before you, and then I was like, I beat Brian, and then I'm like, wait, he got the glow-in-the-dark one, and then we called it a tie, and that's the score.
Yep.
And then I was all
no
sad.
One cares.
My 3DS didn't register all the Skylanders, and I was upset.
I'm upset.
It's not that bad, and the other one, because you just switch them all in and out, but with the stupid 3DS version, the portal keeps turning off, and it's really annoying, and you have to line it up. You can't just sit and relax. Man, life's hard. And then other than that, I beat Super Mario, or at least the main part of Super Mario 3D Land finally, and I'm working on the special world, so that's fun.
Man, I beat that a long time ago, lazy fucker.
Pokemon! Azalea Town.
I told you, I'm well past Azalea Town in both games, sir!
And whatever happened to Super Mario Bros. Wii?
I beat Mario Bros. Wii.
I thought you didn't finish it yet.
I don't remember. I'm pretending I did because I don't remember it.
You picked it up like on three separate occasions. Alright, I'm done. Kevin's done too. He just gave his one up.
No, I managed to snag a Super 3 Switch and Origami Cyclone from CS Toys. I almost had them both at the same time, but I had issues getting Origami Cyclone into a cart. He was trying to show off his sponsors and didn't want to go. And so I missed out on the Super 3 Switch at the first activation. Had to go back for round two. My AmiAmi box should be here tomorrow, and Oki has managed to acquire me that set of capsule keys that has all the extra heroes, and he sent me my box with the May stuff and those keys, and that should be here soon as well. I finally bought Chuck Season 5.
Finally.
I know. I haven't been out to shopping like you people. You people go like every day shopping. I haven't been out shopping in an American store in like 4 weeks at least.
We love shopping.
Oh, I know. Trust me, I can tell.
But girls just want to have fun plays in the background when we're shopping. It's fun.
Oh, girls just want to have.
And then
they just wanna.
And Brian falls.
Just wanna.
The music cuts out. And Brian spontaneously combusts. I mean, spontaneously collapses. Combusts.
He might spontaneously combust. You don't know.
You do,
but what happened?
Weather. Did I combust?
I don't think I got anything else though. But just to have boxes on the way, so I'll have another fun time vlog. It won't be as long as the last one though. It'll just be a bunch of crap in it.
Mad Bear somewhere. He's going to find it.
Look, I'm still looking for that Mad Bear, okay? We're going to find it. I'm going to get me a Mad Bear. They're very popular. Don't you know?
No. It was out of the loop.
That's why you should get a Twitter account. Then you'll be in the loop.
You're right. I don't have a Twitter account, and I never use it.
What you should do is you should let me name your Twitter account for you. I'll do a good job for you.
I'm sure you would have if you would have named it. Who named Captain Dawson? Wasn't it Brian?
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
No, I think it was Brian. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
I don't remember.
You became a cutter after that Forza episode. I'm about to become one now after this. Jesus.
I don't even remember what the one-ups were about.
But I think that was it. I haven't gotten anything else. Although, I like toys, so let's move it along, Brian.
Okay, so on to the news. Yay!
My beard itches.
There's no yay here, sir.
So our first bit of news is new figure arts. I haven't gotten the email yet to see if there's anything besides these two guys, but we finally have confirmation that Boken Red is not coming out in August, like originally said, nor is he coming out in July, like I anticipated, but he's in fact coming out in September, and he does come with the Boken Scooper from Akiba Ranger.
And yay!
So, joining him...
Where'd you see that? I didn't see that.
It was revealed on the page. I can read, so...
I can't. With the superpower.
So, oh, Brian.
Joining him is Red Buster, who we haven't seen, so he's our big surprise. Oh my god.
A piece of shit figure with his black joints,
man. I hate
man.
This figure. He's got black elbows. Boken Red has solid red knees. Why aren't they two-toned, Brian? Why aren't they two-toned?
Because
they don't match his pants.
They can't do that with plastic.
I don't care. They should anyway.
They can't two-tone plastic, and they can't paint it because the paint would scrape off because it's a joint.
They should do it anyway. I don't
Shut
care.
Up.
Nope. It's a sucky figure now. I can't, in good conscience, buy it because it's not 100% super duper perfect, and I'm going to be a nitpicky little asshole like most people around here.
I can't explain.
I'm still pissed Fize didn't come with that briefcase or fingertips. I cut his off to pretend that his silver fingertips were cut off in battle to make it more accurate. That was stupid.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
You should apologize for that idiocy.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again until 10 minutes from now.
Honestly,
well, that's
by
true.
The time Red Buster comes out, he might have red elbows. So don't just.
Well, he better or my pre-order's getting canceled. Because I just can't handle black jointed figure.
Doesn't look that bad.
Look, Brian. It needs to be a certain color because that it needs to be perfect. If it's not perfect,
why are people not more upset about the stupid Shinkenger's shoulders? They're upset about this, but they're not upset the Shinkenger's shoulders go into their body. It's not how
Look,
it works.
If the figure is at 100% perfect, that means the quality of figure arts is slipping.
Technically, the quality of figure arts has been slipping for a
while. It's gone downhill. It's in the toilet. They all suck now forever.
Forever.
Forever and ever.
And ever and ever.
Yep. So, following that, we have some design sketches for the other O's combos that aren't Puto Tira Tajador. So we've got Kiriba, La Torta, Sozo, and Shota. And you can just look at the picture here. There really isn't too much to say because we don't know when they'll be released and how they'll be released exactly. But they all have elements of the greed built into them, which is really cool, particularly in Sagozo because it basically looks like Kamen Rider Gamel. I find that incredibly awesome. But they look really neat, and I can't wait to see them in figure form.
I just wish Shota had boobs to like incorporate more accuracy into it. But
oh well.
I like the Shota head.
You can wish. Yeah, it does. That does look really cool.
And the different, and like how the legs have a different type effect for the suction cups than the standard figure. I think that looks pretty cool.
I like suction cups.
I think La Torta's the weakest.
La Torta looks like he greased his hair back.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It looks like he has like dreadlocks greased back or something. It's really
he's Italian. He's
look. He didn't know what to do. Too little grease, you look like a pedophile, and too much, you look Persian. So he didn't know what to do.
He wanted to be like the guys on the Jersey Shore. He just greased his hair back, and
I feel like those guys just smell like oil. Like if they walked by you, they would just smell like a grease monkey. Like literally, like Yeah, good.
I want to know what happened if I would like light a match and throw it at him.
Oh God. You light a match near them, you will catch on fire just from the amount of grease they put into the air. They're flammable. Talk about spontaneous combustion.
I think that's an experiment worth attempting.
Flammable people. Real life heat blast. Kevin just lights someone on fire. Post it on YouTube. Real life heat blast.
I think it's a win-win situation. Really? There's no way you lose in I know Brian's excited about the SICs, huh, Brian? More figures to buy?
Yeah. No, they look so cool, though.
Well, no, they actually look good. I'm not complaining about that. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying...
Yeah, I don't particularly want more figures to buy, but...
I'm just saying that's four figures for you to spend your money on.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll be buddied up.
I'm sure I have a feeling that they could. Like the first two and then Sagozo and Shota together.
It would make sense to go it would just in for simple fact of the greeds themselves. Like because like Kazari and Uva had like a rivalry and Gamel and Mazul had like that weird parental sexual tension going on.
Yeah.
And then Ankh like, can just come with himself.
Tajador can come with an Ankh and...
Oh, I'm sure Ankh
can come with a Dr. Maki.
Dr. Maki!
Better have a Kyo-chan. But it's like some freaky Chucky-esque Kyo-chan.
Oh, God.
It's even freakier than it already is.
It's got a
Babu Mali!
It's got an axe.
Oh, God. Babu Mali. Oh, that would be awesome. That's what I need to do. At least some version of Kyo-chan, whatever it you know, that comes with something, needs to have the, like, seaweed hair.
Bob Marley.
Like, as an accessory, so it can be Bob Marley.
So, moving along from the toys.
You're waiting for me, I'm sorry.
So Toei has announced that they're making some new movies that don't have anything to do with Tokusatsu or anything, but they're called Toei Hero Next Films. And basically, they write a film, and they stick people from Tokusatsu that apparently don't have a career and say, here, hopefully this will do better than your show did. So
that's harsh because Ankh and Edgy were awesome.
I know, I was kidding.
Didn't Edgy get fat? What? I saw a picture of him, he looked chunky.
No.
Don't say things like that.
Well, he must have slimmed down then. He went on, like, Slim Fast or something. I don't know. He saw those commercials with Jennifer Hudson, and then... Oh, man, Edgy being the new spokesperson for Weight Watchers would be epic.
It'd make me watch my weight.
LOL. Kirstie Alley, you know, should be sponsoring him. Okay, that went flat.
She's unreliable.
Yeah, she's her weight goes up and down. She can't make a plan.
Next week she's skinny. It's another save the date. Oprah? What a failure. Her network? That's funny. That's a cute joke.
Like, no one's had weights up and down like Oprah.
So the first film is called Peace, Kyoku no Kakera, whatever, I don't care, it's Peace. Not one piece, but just a different piece.
Just a piece of ass.
One piece of cum. Sorry, parents.
So if it wasn't obvious already, it'll star Shu Watanabe and Ryosuke Miura. So those will be out on DVD.
I said nope.
November 5th and the 21st, rental on the 9th of November, and on sale on the 21st of November, because Japan's weird like that. But
Japan is.
Hey, Brian, do you have Kotetsu chibi art?
Yes.
Okay.
The only one I don't have is Barnaby, because I missed that one.
Oh. Gasp!
Right. Okay, so now you're here, the next thing.
Oh, I'm the next story! Yay! Hold on, let me open it. Okay, so here we go.
Fuck, we're weird.
Our next story is going to be rumors for Kamen Rider 2012. That's the next guy when before they finally end. We're so sick of them. Okay, so we have these pictures here. These are all fake pictures.
See, though. I vaguely remember you being happy about Forza all the time. What happened?
Look. This is not how we're remembering things, sir. Okay, I'm gonna need you to take your.
Are you adapting again?
Am I adapting?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
You know my truth.
So there are some more rumors around the web with upcoming Kamen Rider, the painter, and a phone-using rider. So we have these images. They're fake. We don't like them. But
let's talk about fake.
They're saying here that the next writer's name is Kamen Rider Zai, like spelled X-I. I think it's maybe 11. I don't know. Or Kamen Rider Saito, meaning color saturation. Now, aside from this, the said rumored writer has puzzleroids, like where they have foodroids, and they have animal motifs like the origami for the Shinkengers, except they transform like Kabuto and the others just don't because they're stupid, silly pants. Now, we already have a supposed toy release schedule, so this is all for Brian. He does it on our site. He needs to get the, get his butt in gear.
I'm not going to put it on there if it's not confirmed.
Oh, silly. Okay, so next here it says that Rider Hero Thai is coming out of Thai pin form. That just sounds painful. then we have the thigh driver and Kinesis Cubes 1, 2, and 3. I don't even know what a Kinesis Cube is, but it makes me scared. Then we have Puzzle
Roids. Kinesis Cubes with 2, 3.
No.
Okay. I tried.
They're there.
Oh, wait. I'll sit here and wait for you to be done.
Done.
Okay, good. Then we have Puzzleroid 01 QB Kitsune. So they all have, mythical creature themes. They're the Kitsune, they're the fox. 2,500 yen for him. Puzzleroid 02 Hebino Okame Genbu. 2,500 yen. Now the Genbu, that's like the turtle thing, right? That the dude from Gekiranger was at the end with the... You don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I know what you're talking about. I know what Genbu is.
That's a made-up word. Genbu?
Well, they just talked about it in Forze.
No, that's Gintaro. No, then we have Puzzleroid 03. Kirenau Ho-Ho. Now, that's the big phoenix.
That's a Hostess product?
That's also 2,500 yen. That's all in September.
Man. They should just skip Puzzleroids and do Junk Food Roids next year.
Junk Food Roids?
Yes.
Three Puzzleroids in the first month. This is just absolutely obnoxious.
Months?
Then in October, it says we have the DX Kaiten Ken Thai Corlea. Now, these are not being confirmed. We don't know what's going on. It's craziness around here at the RRR. We just don't know anymore. Frankly, it's frightening to me in so many ways.
Why is our Secretary Marge reading the news? I don't know when we got a secretary named Marge and why her name's Marge.
Is that it?
So yeah, I already called not it for buying these not toys.
Not it. So Zeron.
Okay, first of all, Zeron's unreliable. Second of all, Dawson, you were the last one, so guess what, buddy? Me and Brian already called not it.
Why would I have to buy him? What would that do? Why do you because care about the content on my channel?
Not your channel, sir, the site. We have a website to run.
When was the last review I posted there? 2010? No, it was 11.
Look, sir, I'm going to need you to buy the toys. Okay, you're going to buy the toys. You're not going to enjoy the toys, but you need to buy the toys. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. I like the money that comes from saving money. That makes
sense.
You're
going to buy the toys, sir. So sir, I'm going to buy the toys and send them to your house.
One at a time. Marge, Brian, settle down.
Meteor is also 623.
Cool story, bro.
I thought it was 630.
I'm just saying, Brian. People want to know when Meteor is going to come.
Out of the closet.
He's
apparently, this last episode.
Out. Doo, doo.
He's coming.
I'm coming out. I want the world to know. Got to let it show.
So, this set of rumors reminds me of around last year when we got rumors about Forza. They were like, they can't possibly follow the same formula again. And they did it. So I think it's going to happen.
Well, I agree with Dawson.
What bothers me about this is that as fun as a couple of my food droids are, Soft Anya and Wankoff and Burger Meal, they're not selling over there. They're sitting on the shelf collecting dust. You would think that Bandai would go, maybe this gimmick is worn out. We should probably not use it again. Instead, they go, you know what? Let's double down. Let's do three in the first month.
And then that'll they get cost them. $30 a piece.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
So you could buy a video game console or three Puzzleroids.
They better
and when
be
I first
like,
heard that name, I just pictured a Rubik's Cube with eyes.
That's what I was about to say. They better be like a self-solving Rubik's Cube to be that much money. Because, quite frankly, I can't handle that.
It's just kind of ridiculous.
This is deja vu.
And the belt's expensive, too, but that's
not I know. The price like, of belt. What are these Kinesis Cubes? What the hell is that?
They're just a little plastic like box.
Like what is that gonna do? I'm trying
it's
to think
like
what that
switches,
reminds me of.
The design is even less thought out. It's literally just like a cube.
It's just a little
like
box.
An Osmart cube.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I mean I'm not
fond of the name Pinform.
I just picture it with a bunch of just like what do you call those the things? Acupuncture needle sticking out of it.
Yeah, I don't think these are going to be true.
I feel like
it might be set up this way, but I don't think it's going to...
Like, I don't think the exact things could be true. I mean, anything's possible, but I get a feeling we're going to get a very similar setup in terms of toys and such as we've gotten to with Forza. And O's and such. I don't think they're going to change their ways. Change your ways!
Blackman
I think we told them that last time and they didn't do it.
No, they're not going to. I don't want to say anything definitive because there's those times where we're like, oh, these Pokemon names are probably fake and we just bank on shit being fake and then it's true, so need to stop saying things.
Yeah. Kinda do.
Awesome. I don't even know anymore.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure. When I was okay. So, I get my favorite thing, Forza, for my news story. So, first we're going to talk about the exciting and dramatic upcoming... I didn't even say anything yet.
I'm sorry. Just the entire concept is hysterical to me.
The exciting and dramatic story arc coming up. This is going to be put up for, like, Emmys and Oscars. It is Meteor is going to have a game of golf with the Toro Zodiart. Who, I'm sorry, just looks absolutely ridiculous. He has
Toros?
A nipple for an eye. Wait, did I say Toros?
Oh my god, dude,
yes.
Look at the picture.
I meant Pavlant.
Look at the second picture. Look at Shu.
Who?
Dressed
oh
as a caddy?
God. Oh my god, I want that outfit.
It's like Happy Gilmore.
Chubbs! Where's Chubbs? I want to know where Chubbs is. He has a hand like T-Bag.
I thought we were using that as the title, like Happy Meteor or something, like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, but I thought Cuckoo for Yoko Puffs,
Cuckoo for Yoko Puffs,
was funnier.
Okay.
Anyway, this guy looks really stupid. He has a nipple for an eye. He kind of looks like an angry version.
Maybe it's a monocle.
That villain from the MMPR movie. Like, he looks really upset.
Morvent? Mordant?
Yeah, that guy.
He reminds me of Taurus Bulba from Darkwing Duck.
But he looks like one of those, but he's wearing Loki's hat. Reindeer games, something about reindeer games. So that's happening.
So, yeah, you know. In this episode, instead of yelling at smoke, Ryusei is going to yell at golf balls.
Look at him, he's screaming in this picture.
I actually like this. That like where the what our employee wrote in the story that it's evident Forza's production team is using a random word generator to write their scripts.
I agree.
Go to the third picture and look at Ryusei's face.
I know.
We're talking about it. Actually, like, in this picture, he's visualizing when his staff bended in this battle and how much it hurt, and he's upset.
To amplify the absurdity of this situation, Meteor will be using his Meteor Storm Shaft to play golf.
And then in this next picture
there.
Here...
I'm so glad I can look at these toy pictures and not be tempted to buy them. I'm glad you can go die in a hole.
Bam, and then...
Yeah, I know.
In this next picture... Well, he doesn't listen anymore anyway. He's too busy. Anyway, this next picture...
we have himself to our auditions.
Oh, Lord.
I thought it was going to be scratchy. Next picture, our next, like, sort of part of this story is Cotton-Headed Ninny Muggins, a.k.a. Virgo, is tired of being in the background.
Cotton-Headed Ninny Muggins.
She's like, why have I not got a story? And Tauros, damn it! Tauros is like, you know what, I'll just do a dance for you and that will make you happy. So in this picture here, he's doing a dance.
See, look, that's not his nipple eye. That's his monocle, because you can see it flying off his face. I don't know why his eye...
It's a nipple. He looks through a nipple to see better. That's where I look. I don't know where you're looking. Anyway, and then there's going to be some kind of brainwashing episode where I guess this is JK and Gintaro, and they look very different. One guy's like, "Ay," and the other one's like protecting his privates. He's like, it's like from that movie... Romy and Michelle's high school reunion where he's always carrying on that binder. And then I don't know who this other guy is. He's just, he's stoned out. I don't know what he's doing. He's like trying to make a new meme. He's like, one does not simply watch Forze. So now,
one mass murders while watching Forze. Maybe he's Taurus.
Now we are leading into some stuff about the Forze movie, and these guys hold hands an awful lot. every picture I see them in. So the movie's going to be called Everybody, It's Space Time. Yay! And they're going to have an Iron Man duo, but they're kind of a disgrace to be called that. And somebody named Inga. I'm Inga! She's like, stuff. I don't know. So we have pictures of them here in this, and then we have some pictures from the movie of Forza like, look, no hands, and he's like, yeah, that's why I stopped you. And then I don't know what Gintaro's wearing. It's obnoxiously orange in this picture.
It has the Rocket States logo on it, the S1.
Oh. And these guys' names are Groudane and Skydane. These sound like Pokemon, unless I'm pronouncing those wrong, which I don't care because they don't mean anything in life. And then, so he's going to need new power to fight these guys. So I have a silhouette of what looks to be Cosmic State. So this is probably his like, Cosmic State's Gold Extreme or something. I don't know.
Super Cosmic State.
Ultimate Cosmic State, in which I use a sword despite my powers.
Cosmic State's Axel Gold Extreme.
Cosmic State's Booster Form.
Super Axel Gold Booster Extreme. Gold mode.
gold power.
I think you said gold three times. Whatever.
It's like Bullsword. Just make drinking games out of these podcasts one day. Anyway, and then the next story
listeners
will
be dead.
Yeah, that's true. We have more about these douchebags that are going to be in this movie. So, Groudon and Skydon or whatever. This is just like, you know, Gokaidra versus Gavin, in which they're like, hey, let's have them team up with somebody that's like really washed up and that no one really cares about. Well, I guess, what's his name? Japanese Tommy is a little bit less washed up. But these guys, I've never even seen them before today.
Kenji Oba. Japanese Tommy.
He is Japanese Tommy.
I like how Groudon doesn't look really anything like the old one. Like,
yeah, yeah, well.
Like, this is their old happy forms, and these are the I'm upset forms. I'm pointing that no one can see. But they're holding hands in both pictures. They're going to face the world together through friendship.
That sounds like Kentaro.
Yeah, that's why they fit in. So,
I don't know who Koki Okada is, but Sky Dane's being voiced by Deca Yellow.
I love Deca Yellow. She should actually be in the movie because I want to see her again.
Sky Dane, wa espades. So, yeah, the bottom line is these guys are going to be in the movie, apparently, as villains, and Forza has to save the day, and all that good stuff. Yeah. I don't know if you could lower my excitement any lower. Like, I mean, it's Forza, and then you have these stupid guys, like, even with, like, Gavin or some of the other, like, random stupid heads they had in All Riders, at least I had seen them before. Until I saw this article pop up my feed on Facebook, I had no idea, or never seen these guys before, I had no idea who they are.
The first time I seen these guys were when they were like, Forza might look like this guy, and they showed Sky Day.
And then we lulled. Although,
blocked it
the,
out.
The one hope that I do have is in the action sequences, because it's going to be directed by Koichi. So I have hope for the fight scenes.
I just listened to the bloopers on, it was like the second to last episode or something. Kevin's like, oh, Koichi did a lot of directing. Brian's like, that was his job.
Oh, what?
It was so funny. Oh my god. But
bitch.
It was funny.
And you forgot to mention the GoBusters fart.
Oh, GoBusters fart? That's what I heard. Well, it didn't have a picture, so it didn't catch my eye. Well, we know the frog's going to be in there. What was the title? Oh, it's going to be called The Project Tokyo in Tower. Any tower.
Protect yeah. the Tokyo in a tower, stupid.
Yeah, well. I shouldn't even mention it then. Yeah, there's going
to
be a go.
Apparently, according to the Yomiuri Online, the PR character Nappon is going to be featured.
For the record, that's public relations, not Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Just in case PR anyone was confused.
Brian's job, not PR. Yeah. And I'm sure everyone was. They're also thinking, who the hell was Nappon? Do you remember Nappon? I don't remember Nappon.
I remember Nappon.
They're all confused.
Nappon.
That's the Pokemon.
Nappon. Nappa.
Nappa.
The Napper. Napple. I don't. You know what? It rhymes better. Okay.
Napple.
Napple. Anyone ever had grapples? They're like apples that taste like grapes.
No, I've seen them in the store. Though we sell them at the Bromart.
Pretty good.
I'm excited for the GoBusters movie because it's GoBusters.
And not
yeah, GoBusters
can
be
stupid heads in.
Stupid cotton-headed Nick. Fuck.
Cotton-headed ninny muggins. Nigga muggins. Like broke Brian.
Don't take much.
This is certainly true. All it takes is a Target parking lot.
They're hidden dangerous.
They are, man.
Yeah, when you have the body parts of a female, you got little woman feet and woman hands.
Big body and little feet. It just it doesn't
when you
add
said
up
that,
properly, and then I
that
fall.
Made it sound like anyone with a vagina trips easily. Well, actually, that's
well, actually,
true.
The ones I know, but
that's true. It's true. Sorry, women. I don't think women listen to this.
I wouldn't.
We'll find out, won't we?
No, because no one ever comments. You have like 280 ghost users, listeners, users. What is this? The grid? I don't know.
They're using us. Our next story.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you don't think around here. You just do. You do what we tell you. That's
Go
right.
Go Buster beat. Oh my god.
Do or do
yes.
not.
Go Buster beat and SJ05 Stag Beetaru. So like this first picture shows like this epic thing with like the crane arm of Go Buster beat being used, okay. And like he's beating up on people, and Hiram was like, "Whoa!" And then we see, like, GoBuster Beat with, like, all of his massive cannons. Like, apparently he's got multiple configurations, and he's got, like, these swords. Like, so let's get the, you know, he's got crane arm, giant guns, and swords. How much cooler can GoBuster Beat be? I don't know. I do found a way, though. He has gold power, right? Then, you know what I found? I found a way to make him even cooler. When he's in little crane mode, we see a picture of him launching the stag beetle into the air. And we also see their beetle modes. We'll go with beetle modes.
Stag Jet is a flying box. It's like the flying version of the Scion.
we also see the dry blade and steering wheel mode, which is used to control them. And we see the two busters, Beat and Stag Buster, in the cockpits. High tech cockpits. I'm excited about that. And then we go on even further with the next, because this is a multi-part story, if you will. The second part, we see this big old picture. We got Beat and Stag Buster. We see their transpod, which acts like a regular transpod. The
but morph it's shiny.
Shut up. And the dry blade and steering wheel mode. Which also has sword mode, obviously. We then see Beat and Stag Buster again in the next picture, poning some dude. And there's a lot of them shooting and killing and doing all kind of things.
Whenever I hear dry blade, I just think it's, like, really dry. Like, there's not even, like, anything moist about it at all.
It's, like, just like your mother.
Super dehydrated.
Oh, snap. We see different Metaroids, Paraboloroid, and Sojikiroid, and Vacuumroid, and... strange things are afoot. But then we also see more of the two Buster machines. We see the different forms of the two of them and little arrows shown. Look, it turns from this to this. I'm like, oh, that's how it works. Okay. And then we see Go Buster Beat fighting some more. We see a big epic picture.
Go Buster Beat. Picture action. Fiction.
Apparently, the super piston punch, which is what I was reading when I screwed up that last word sentence, is its finishing move. Below Go Buster Beat, in this big picture, we see Beat and Stag Buster, and it's showing us that Magi Yellow guy, Masato Jin, turns into Beat Buster, and then Beat J Stag turns into Stag Buster. And there's a picture of Masato with Ryuji from 13 years ago. But it looks like Masato hasn't aged at all. How very interesting. I actually just did the Dr. Evil finger thing to my mouth.
And he swirled around in the chair.
I did. I was petting a cat and everything. So there's that. Then on to part 3 of the story while it loads. We see a picture of, this time Hiramu's fighting people at the same time beating Stag Buster are. And we see a big picture of Magi Yellow with his long hair. And then Hiramu's like looking off the distance like, yeah, we're cool guys now. And there's a group shot of all 5 GoBusters, and it just makes me happy in pants.
Sorry.
And your mom's gay. And there's something about Hiramu saying how their teamwork is much better than the three of theirs is. And apparently Jin Masato is a genius engineer who can make buddyroids. He's quite strict, but is only working for the benefit of the GoBusters. And then we see this big picture of... we see Stag Buster now. And then the big shot of... Stop. Damn slideshow. Son of a bitch. We see this big picture...
I hate that. I was looking at that picture, jerk.
We see Stag Buster. We see a Beat J Stag helmetless shot. Like he's in the Stag Buster suit, but helmetless, and it looks kind of weird, but whatever. We see the two of them transforming, and we see on the other side of the page Stag Buster, and then the same thing. We see the Morphin Blaster in, I guess, phone mode or something, and then him, helmetless in the suit, holding up the glasses to his face. BJ Stag is doing the same thing in his, by the way, with the helmetless shot. So I guess they're going to morph the same way as Red, Blue, and Yellow. But they look pretty cool. I'm really, really excited about them, and they look epic. I'm glad Magi Yellow's back, because I liked him Like the actor
guy.
His
facial expressions
cool.
are really weird.
Like,
they are.
Is this
but
the
I think
first
I might
time?
Fit.
Oh, never mind. That was a stupid question. I'll stop. Well, I guess the first time recently the Sentai actor's been reused in Sentai.
Yeah, it's the first time recently. Change Pegasus became Dragon Ranger. Owl Ranger became Big One.
Kenji Oba.
Battle Kenya became Denji Blue.
But it just it's odd recently, because I know that like Sentai and Rider will swap actors sometimes, but I just feel like recently it hasn't been done.
Yellow Owl became the guy who turned into Tor in Die Ranger.
Tor?
And Ninja Red, was it Ninja Red? Ninja Red or?
Ninja Red.
It was Ninja Red became Hyuga-san. Hyuga-san!
Who's Car Red?
The guy that got divorced from Decker Pink.
Oh, okay.
You
I know, it's
stand
upsetting. But the good news, folks, is
she couldn't
Deca
stand
Pink.
Him.
Deca Pink's back on the market, guys. Woohoo!
Just learn how to speak Japanese and you're set.
I'm the only one excited about that, clearly. I mean, sure, Aerosol's excited, but... Because I know he loves her. That's a joke, by the way. Everyone's like, I guess Aerosol likes her. No, no, he doesn't.
Aerosol starts cutting himself.
In fact, I'm pretty sure he hates her more than anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
My life. But,
well, technically, you haven't met him. I haven't even met you.
Shh. Don't give away our secrets.
Anyway.
Who are you again?
I'm excited
Adolf,
about all
right?
this yeah. because GoBusters is love.
Oh my god, that was such an in-depth opinion. No, I'm kidding. I like how their concept is circled right back around of the Buddy Road becoming Stagbuster. And like we thought for a while it wasn't going to happen, it just circled right back around. Although... Wasn't like the original rumor like there was like the parts of the Buddyroid were gonna somehow be involved?
Yeah, well, I mean that's what it looked like, and that was actually one of the rumors for the show. I think it was just for Beatbuster.
Because it looked like the way I interpreted it last time was that like the excess armor came off the Buddyroid to make Stagbuster, and then like it went on Beatbuster. But that wouldn't have been a terrible idea. But
I think they just figured it was easier this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think the idea of the Buddyroid actually becoming the Buster is a little bit strange, but at least it's something different.
Yeah, we'll see what
it
how they deal with it when the show actually starts.
I honestly kind of would like to see some type of upgrade for the three we have, or at least like maybe Gorosaki and Usada, so they can like become something like how Cheetah Nick does.
Don't talk. God, it's your own damn fault.
Apparently it's my fault.
Okay.
It is.
Makes sense.
It's aggravating because it comes in the most inopportune times. Just
oh,
like
God.
Your mother.
Right. Yeah, that's really about it for that, but
It's about all.
It'll be interesting to see Magi Yellow as someone new.
Yeah.
Just because, like you said, we haven't been reusing Sentai actors as main roles in a while, so...
I think it's funny that, like, even though, like, we haven't done that recently, it seems fine to me, and I'm like, oh, it's a different character, but, like, what's his name comes in as Decker, I'm like, that has to be Cole. Why would they do that? Why'd you do that?
Why you do that?
Let me...
Like, I want to see how, I want to see how... I don't
Ray!
Know.
Ray! Does he find Ray? I don't know, it's a sequel.
No, oh, I want to see like how different he is of a character from Magi Yellow. Like,
I think he looks different enough.
He looks different. I mean, he can't be that different of a character because they both are like arrogant. So, because he seems like a pretty arrogant guy, and then Magi Yellow is kind of arrogant. So,
he got typecasted.
But I mean, I'm fine with that. Whatever. Brian likes dudes, so you know it's fine.
That's fine.
It's whatever.
Yep. Okay, so our last news story is back to some toynessness with the Clawzord and Lightzord Zord vehicle sets. that I wanted to purchase because I wanted to have a baby Clawzord so that my Ebi Origami and my Clawzord Deluxe version could
can have a family.
Baby.
The family.
We have a little family together, and it's adorable, and I want it. But anyway, they are up on eBay, so they will probably be appearing on store shelves probably within the month of June at some point. They should be readily available everywhere, so be on the lookout for that. The interesting thing about the Light Zord is that it doesn't actually mention the spider thing at all, except for a little sticker up in the corner that says converts to spider sword.
They're embarrassed of it.
They're like, why did we think of this? This is stupid.
Oh my god.
And it also creates a paradox because the figure that it comes with is Super Mega Mode Gold, which will hopefully happen in the show, but might not. And then he's carrying the Light Zord, so he would be standing on the Light Zord carrying the Light Zord.
Shh.
Yep. And on the back of the packages, it shows a collecting combined thing. So it's Light Zord plus Lil Clawzord plus Ghetto Gigazord equals Ghetto Gigazord with a lobster arm holding the lantern.
So there's a Ghetto Shinken Red and a Ghetto Gigazord?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But no sign of the little Gigazord thing yet, but it looks really stupid, but I'm going to buy it anyway. So, cool story, bro.
You know, you can also get the little Ebi Origami from the Shinken Gold figure art to make the family like even more complete.
Oh, my God.
Like, that'll be the baby.
Zomk.
Need the candy. Exciting. This is the new Fang.
Go find Mini Plot, go Daikaio.
Brian.
It'll be awesome. So be on the lookout for those and stay tuned to my channel while I review them.
But don't stay tuned to mine at all.
Alright, so now it's time for
Superhero Time! Go Busters!
What for are they?
What was that?
What was I?
Okay.
And where's Akiba my Ranger in the future. In the future, we are going to talk about that.
we've taken to mumbling its name now because, yeah. I got nothing left, man. I got nothing left in me.
Your opinion shifted quickly.
This is
it went downhill quickly.
He's a fool.
It went downhill. It's been going downhill since it started.
I think it started going downhill probably around episode 2. I think that's when the downhill spiral.
Yeah. Sounds.
Well, no,
right.
it was like sliding ever so gently on an inclined plane, but then the inclined plane just ended and it just kind of dropped off like a cliff.
That's a matter of opinion.
Can we get on with GoBusters Summer so I can go brush my teeth?
Excuse me, sir.
I'm going to sit here and faithfully laugh at every joke.
You haven't laughed at a joke in weeks. All right, so we're on episode 14 of GoBusters. So we pick up where we left off with they destroyed one Tuberoid, and here's Tuberoid V2 mode.
Tuberoido.
To Ubaloido. And they're like, wait, we just killed that guy. What? Nope, I think that's a different one. Oh, crap. So, he blasts them. Hiramu, like, smartly gets out of the way. It doesn't affect Yoko. She's like, I'm still good, bro. But Ryuji's Sokan blade, like, explodes and breaks into, like, 12 pieces. And he's like, I didn't know it could do that. I didn't put it near a fan or anything. And so, like, Hiramu smacked the dude, and he starts fighting him. But then, like, he gets blasted. Well, like Yoko is like, I need snacks. And so she's like, I'm going to go over in the corner. And he's like, okay, cool. And then she gets grabbed by the Metaroid, and he blasts Hiramu. And Hiramu's visor explodes. and you're like, oh, look, there he is. He's actually there. And then, like, you see also the glasses on his morph embrace exploded. And you're like, oh, damn, that's not good. And then the same thing happens to Ryuji. He gets blasted, too. And then his visor explodes. And his morph embrace visor thing explodes. You're like, oh, that's not good, too. And then so the Metaroid leaves with Yoko. And you're like, oh, there goes Yoko. Bye, Yoko.
Bye-bye.
We'll be seeing you, I guess, maybe, sort of. So, well, while these two are getting their shit repaired, they get a call from Yoko's brace by the Metaroid saying, look, bro, if you want your little friend here to stay alive, and she's all, like, on the floor, just, like, frozen in place pretty much because she hadn't had any sugar, and I guess she's hypoglycemic, and she can't move. And he's like, look, if you want her in one piece, you need to not do anything and just let the Megazord come and take the Inotron. And they're like, bro, you suck ass. And so they found him and they're like, we gotta get Yoko back. Brr. Like, I think I know what happened. They have two Tuberoids because the first one shot us, but then the second one, when it shot us, it blew up our shit because that stuff got blasted the first time. And since Yoko didn't get hit the first time, she was all cool guy face. And they're like, oh. And then, like, the chick at headquarters is like, no, you can't let Yoko die. Come see. And they're like, fine, just shut up. And so she took them on this little room where, like, apparently she planned, like, some birthday party for the Buddyroids. Because it's, like, the day they were activated, except a bunch of years ago. And so it's, like, their birthday. And so that's why they were going everywhere. And they're like, oh, we got to get Yoko back. And they're like, no, we're going to get her back. We got like 11 minutes. We can do this. And they use their spy powers. And like, we're epic spies because we work for Carmichael Industries. And then they sneak into the place where Yoko is. And Hiromu uses his transpod to mimic Enter's voice. And he dresses like him. And he starts randomly speaking French. I don't know. They didn't say that part. I missed it. But he starts throwing in French in the completely inappropriate places. And Ryuji's like, that doesn't make sense, bro. And he drags him when he's all tied up. He's like, look, see, the Go Busters tried to stop you. Here, take Go Busters.
That's so funny.
I'll wait. You done being stupid?
I'm not doing it. I just was one stupid.
Oh, well, you're a lot of stupid, trust me. And so they, so the Metaroid's like, bro, I know it's you. And he's like, oh, damn, you found me out. So they start fighting him, and then they like toss food into Yoko's mouth, which apparently restores her energy right away. She'd even bite it or chew it. I don't know how that works. She just put it in her mouth. I'm like, well, if that's all it takes, then that's something else you can put in your mouth. That'll make you feel a lot better, too. But she wouldn't go for it. And then
it's because she's underage.
They go outside. I don't know how they ended up outside, but they ended up outside.
They punched him out.
Oh, that makes sense. So they kept fighting, and then all of a sudden, like, the Buddyroids ride up, and, like, Usada and Gorosaki are riding up on Cheetah Nick. It's like a Buddyroid orgy. And they ride up and give the fixed morph embraces, and they transform and start fighting, and then they can't be hurt again because they got their shit together and it's all brand new and fixed, so it wasn't hit by the first Metaroid. And like, oh damn, my attacks suck. I need to leave. But you can't leave because they beat them the fuck up and they kill them with their combined weapons. And then the Megazord shows up and they're like, oh damn it, Go Buster just got blasted. We need to be careful. So they get in their big machines, and then Ryuji's like, I got this. Optimus Primal, beast mode. And he's like, transforms. And he uses his giant shoulder speakers to blast back the same frequency at the Megazord so it cancels them out and it can't hurt them. Enotron's power. And they're like, haha, lols, biz, niche. And then Go Buster Ace like slashes his face off or something, and then they combine into Go Buster O, and then they use their dimension crush and destroy him. And then back at base, they're like, yay, party time. And then they get presents, and they're gonna take, apparently gonna take Cheetah Nick to a hot spring or something for whatever reason. And then Usada's like, I hate the theme park, it was boring. And Yoko's like, I'm sad. And Ryuji's like, no, he wants you to go on the rides with him. He's like, wait, what? No, I didn't say that. And she's like, yay, I'm happy again. He's like, oh damn it. And then the other employees are like, where's the commander guy? He's been gone for like 2 episodes. You guys didn't even notice. And then we see him pull up in like some wooded area. And we're like, dude, they're probably going to get killed.
Isn't that just called the woods?
They're going to come up with a box and it's going to have Brad Pitt's wife's head in it. And he's going to be all sad.
What's in the box?
And
then Tosh does a parody of it later.
So apparently up in the tree, he looks up and there's Beatbuster and BJ Stagg, and they have some dialogue about how you made it. He's like, well, I got there, but now I'm back. And then BJ Stagg's like, oh, I never went or something, so I'm back for the first time. I got confused. I was like, what?
I never came and I never went.
He's like, shut up, get out of my way. He's like, I'm Beatbuster, brah. And then it ended. So I like this episode. I enjoyed the whole thing with them, a birthday party, and they're going to have a birthday. I thought that was pretty cool. And I liked it. It was good. It was fun. They did a lot of fun things. I like seeing that, like, when they get hurt, their brace also breaks. That was cool. And then the little thing at the end with the Beatbuster and BJ Stagg, I love those guys. They look cool. So
let me say what upset me about this episode was, why can't my transpod make me sound like Enter? It just makes me sound like a girl and a boy and some sort of weird robot. And I'm upset. But anyway, I definitely thought the episode was good. It was another good one. Well, they all kind of do the same thing as a highlighting of it's not like the typical formula. And it was a pretty unique plan with the two different Metroids and stuff.
Yeah. Once again, he's like a competent bad guy, except, you know, Vendix is like, rah!
I also like how they've been making good use of their weaknesses.
Yeah, like, and they aren't overdone to the fact where, like, it's obnoxious, but it's just well played to the point where it's well played.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's not a realistic thing in the real world, but I like that it's realistic that, like, we're always aware of it. Like, it's not like they just conveniently forget it for plot or conveniently remember it for plot. Like, we're always aware of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like their kryptonite, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was fun to see Beatbuster at the end, even though we didn't really do anything, but it was just a nice little teaser for next week, and I still want to know where Hiromu got Enter's clothes.
The store? The French store? I don't know. French
store? Okay.
Maybe Enter's running around naked somewhere.
Maybe. Maybe he's off Shibu Prey.
I just realized that Oki is Enter. Japanese French. Oh my god, now I'm just gonna picture Enter every time I'm talking to Oki. Creepy.
Creepy time.
But there's not really, like, a whole lot to say without repeating myself just about the same things I like about GoBusters in general.
The whatchamacallit, the mecha fight was pretty interesting. Yeah. Just the fact that they're like, oh, we have to protect Ace because if he gets hit, he's gonna explode. We don't want that to happen. Okay, I'll just do it myself.
The blowing off of the visors was cool. Because they're like, yeah. Oh, now I can picture them under their suits. That sounded wrong.
I like the fact that those things that look like speakers were actually speakers. I was like, those kind of look like speakers. And then it turns out they were speakers. So I was like, oh, that's cool.
Hell yes. Then we can defeat him with amateur beatboxing for sure.
Silly Brian.
But no, I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I love GoBusters.
I don't think it was like one of the best episodes so far, but it was a nice follow-up to the first part. And
yeah, like, it's just basically we're repeating ourselves. The same things I like about it.
It was a good two-parter. Like the
this was the first two-parter, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Technically, there are no two-parters, really. Because otherwise it would be titled Part 1 and Part 2. Japan's stupid.
Should air it as an hour.
Well, no, just it's not usually
hour-long
they just
iCarly don't. Special.
Hour-long GoBuster special, and then we're not having a new one until January from 2 years from now, and then it gets canceled. Everyone's like, iCarly got canceled. I'm like, no, it's ending. It's a difference. God, I'm upset now.
I'm upset. But
it was certainly a better episode than the next offering we have to talk about.
Well, let's just go on to Forza.
And, oh, fine. I wasn't in a hurry. I was trying to stall. I wasn't going to start reciting the alphabet, but okay. All right. So, well, I'm going to be using the bullet point style. So, just FYI. So I'm just,
Ryan's a whore.
So, Gintaro randomly meets some chick that likes space. And then the school is given a test to see who gets to go to space, and Gintaro and everyone passes because some stupid thing like, oh, there's a star when you hold it up to the thing. And then they go to these chamber trials, and I'm strongly reminded of the movie Rocket Man. I don't know if anyone else has seen that.
Yes, with Harlan Williams and the monkey?
Yes.
Yes, and he sings, I got the whole world in his hands.
Yes,
and
that's exactly what it reminded me of. So they definitely needed him in this episode in order to make it entertaining. So this new chick we meet at the beginning of the episode is Aquarius, and
Aquarius.
Start acting out at the very end of 40 Old Virgin, and then they start fighting, and they stop fighting because that's what they do. And then during phase two, they do some things, and there's a cat or something. I stopped watching for like 5 minutes because Guy Code was on, and they were like, oh, when you're drunk, sex isn't a good idea. But then like the penis is like, put me in, coach. And he's like, all right, the little guy's got heart. And that was the skit that I wrote in. And then, well, that's part of the... anyway.
And that was the skit I wrote in.
So that was what was going on when I wasn't watching Forza, so I put it in my summary. Anyway. So then Aquarius is all mad because she thinks Yuki's cheating and she wants to kill her, and then Forza and Meteor are fighting, and they can't destroy her, and then it ends. This summary didn't accurately depict how absolutely atrocious and obnoxious this episode was. It was just nonstop noise.
Let me guess, you hated it.
Yes. Like, I just obviously bullet pointed the events, but in between that, there was just a lot of noise. Like, literal noise. And I think it started with Yuki just being annoying. Like, Gintaro and that girl were like, Uchu, whatever. And then Yuki came up going, she's like, her translator is broken. She's like,
I was hoping that the cast of the 40-year-old version would come out and start singing The Age of Aquarius.
That would have been fantastic. We needed that, and then we needed the Rocket Man cast, and it would have been great. I always sound the same every week, but this episode was really one of those ones that just proves why I hate Forza. I mean, there's been some okay ones, but this one was just obnoxious for me.
Like, it was just one of those things to where it could have been a pretty interesting story that was ruined by the abysmal characters of the show.
Exactly.
Brian, like, where was the star? I couldn't see the star.
It was kanji. It wasn't an actual star.
I saw triangles.
Because something went together to make the kanji for Hoshi, which is star, so I don't know.
Hoshi Amaru wa tenshi no shime, tenso sentai, goseija.
I missed them.
Huh? It's true. I miss Gosei Knight's tender embrace. I miss Augury.
Whoa.
Anyway.
The show makes me miss Gosei-ju.
Had Yuki been a character that wasn't annoying, and like the idea of her like wanting to go to space just wasn't annoying, and then bringing in this Aquarius character would have been more interesting, because I really didn't have any problems with Aquarius. But
no, Aquarius is cool.
Like,
she yelled
like
a lot.
Her more serious motivation clashed with the stupidness, and then Ryusei really is the new Axel. Like, his story's done, so he's just there. He's got nothing left interesting about him.
He was yelling at Smoke. He did something.
He was upset.
He's like, oh my god, it's Smoke!
Freaking. Did he not watch Chuck? It specifically says, don't freak out.
You know what? Shit, I lost my train of thought.
You know what? Shit. Yeah, that's what this episode was.
I started looking at something else and I totally forgot where I was going with it. Now I don't even know who I am anymore.
It was just frustrating. Like, It was mostly Yuki. Like, I can't stand her at all.
Oh, I remember now. You know what? The fighting is pretty cool. Like, I really liked...
Sorry, it's just funny. Like, you spent all that time thinking. I thought that was the only thought.
That was the only thought. I liked when Meteor was like, give me your fire. And he, like, took the fire switch into that, like, limit break and, like those fire kicks. That was pretty cool.
They decided to remember he can do that.
Yeah.
And then I was sad because, like, Gintaro's like, I use cosmic states. And then the Fujiwara just die.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing every time he goes into cosmic states and the Fujiwaras have to die.
Cosmic states is murder!
Burger Meal's just like, yay, I'm so happy.
I'm just upset that he always has to swing around his giant sword when, like, there's so many, like, is just, like, funny ideas and various, like, neat things we could see with the switch combinations.
Yeah.
Because we could have some interesting fights. Instead, he's just like, I'm just going to swing this sword around and hope things die.
Yeah, I don't know why he stopped mixing and matching switches. I'm like, I mean, he did it for like two episodes and then was done with it.
It's the new Metal Jalaber. But like I said, it was just obnoxious. Like, it was, especially, like Brian said, Yukiko was kind of at the center of it, but I feel like there was just way too many of those laugh, this show's funny moments. Like, they were just shoving it in our faces. That cat thing was just bizarre. I don't even know what was going on there.
Get it exactly? Like,
I wasn't watching. I was watching Guy Code, and they were talking about drunk. And
I was.
It was something about the camera was gone, so they turned it. She said that they were going to turn it into a car. I was like, okay, that's fine. And then they turned it into a cat instead. I'm trying to figure out how.
Then
Aquarius was like, she stole my idea, blah, blah. I'm like, that wasn't your. What? So you had the crummy cat idea, was that.
I'm trying to figure
she
out...
She stole the camera or something.
How they... The one team has a set of parts, and they turn their robot into, like, Awesome-O, and is acting like Daimonji and, like, chasing after football. I was like, okay, that's funny. They're making a comparison to Shun. And then, on the other side, Team B has the same parts, but they had some kind of cat thing that looks nothing like the first team's robot. I was like, wait, you get the same parts? Okay, whatever.
Well, that's because the first team bought theirs from Target.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. But, no, did they fall on theirs in the parking lot and, like, break it? Or is that why it walked funny?
Yes. It's just how they walk. Are you making fun of how they walk?
Well, because those Target parking lots are dangerous. I was just wondering.
Oh, it was RoboSapien. That's what it looked like. It was like
Ape Sapien? No, that's from Hellboy.
No, the robot was a repainted Robo Sapien.
I remember those.
Do you need a picture?
Those used to be like a. Those used to be like a little.
It looked familiar to me.
Those used to be like a like mall toy stores, and like they would walk out of the mall toy store towards me.
See Robo Sapien.
It reminded me of when Mr. S took Samurai Howe onto the street.
That was an awesome night. Let's see.
Samurai House, the streets.
Yes, that's exactly what it was, actually.
RoboSapien. I like that. I was like, oh my god, it's a fucking RoboSapien. But.
That was definitely.
So the one team got to build their own RoboSapien, and then the other team had to build it. Where did they get the cat from?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. How did they do that whole thing with the same parts? They had the same... I'm pretty sure they had the same parts.
Maybe they didn't have the same parts.
That's the only explanation, but that's stupid. The whole idea is to give two teams the same parts to see what they do with it. That's how these kind of experiments work. Instead, you gave them...
John,
you may or may not have given them the same
Jacob
parts.
Heimerschmidt.
I don't...
I like how we're just harping on that general part. How can they make a cat? God damn it, this show doesn't make sense.
Well, then they just sat there and said that the cat couldn't find its home, and so they all just yelled at it, hoping that it would go to one of them or something. I don't understand.
It's a gaping plot hole.
All I know is we're like, the cat's lost and can't find its home, so it just kind of wanders around aimlessly. I'm like... So basically, you made up a story because your thing was shit.
And you wanted to distract from the fact that your thing was shit. Let's add that in there, Brian. Bakuno Namae wa Hayabusa-kun.
Yeah, I forgot Hayabusa. How did you forget Hayabusa?
You're joined at the hip to Hayabusa. How did you forget it?
Aquarius just needs to take care of Yuki, Rose Orphanox style. Just 13 girls in episode 3. They were gone.
Crane Orphanox. Rose Orphanox was Murakami-kun.
It was Murakami.
Murakami was the guy who led Smart Brain.
Oh, okay.
Kami-kun.
Japanese Matt. That's pretty creepy.
But, yeah, I was safe to say I didn't like this episode at all, and of course it's just frustrating me, and I'm glad there's only, like, 13 episodes left or something.
I don't even want to talk about it. I really don't. I can't.
Hopefully you love it so much. It's not that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Then it got worse.
Yeah, you say that.
I think you just realized.
His eyes were open, finally.
All I know is I hate my life.
Enjoy your switches, bro.
Shut up.
I just had an evil grin. You couldn't see it because we've never met. But
shut up. I have a switch rack pre-ordered, okay?
See, next year's Rider, even if it's gimmicky as all hell, I at least hope it's a little less silly than this.
I feel like it has to be, like, just because it's, like, it's not doing well.
It's not even a good balance.
Oh well.
Oh well.
RoboSapien.
But yeah.
They bought theirs. Right. Okay, so now it's time for Akiba Ranger. Episode 8, I think. Yeah, 8.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go with eight. That. Sounds like a nice even number.
Sounds alright. Sounds late enough. Not too early.
Good, because we still got, like, I think, I hope it's 15. I don't remember what it's supposed to be anymore, but anyway, I'm sad.
I'm upset. That's why you're upset, like, really. That was a premature upset.
I was upset because this is gonna end.
It should.
So, we start out with the Zekun opening, which is actually really fun to watch. And then Hakase says that she has nothing to do with the robot, because the producer asked, and then she hangs up on him. But the producer was actually Malshine in disguise, or, well, disguising her voice, rather. She wasn't actually in a disguise, but...
That would have been, like, we're dedicated to the impersonation.
So she's trying to get the Akiba Rangers to break down the dimension wall so the producer will notice them, because she needs the walls to be broken so that she can take over whatever the hell she's scheming. We don't really know. So they're like, well, fuck this shit. We're just going to go to the producer ourselves. So they go there, but the guard kicks them out. And so they're all depressed and shit. And so they sit on the steps and they're like, oh, our life sucks. And they're like, this would be a good time for one of those contest things to happen. So a contest thing actually does happen. And it's actually a legit contest, too, so if you live in Japan for some obscure reason and you're listening to this, you can enter to win something. I don't really know what it was, but there's a legit contest. So, this week's monster is Tsukishima Alpaca, and he's awesome, but he sucks at fighting, and he gets his ass beat really quickly, and they're like, we can't open the dimension wall if we kill him so quickly. You're like, okay, you need to be tougher. He's like, I can't. So his goal is to turn Akiba into a place that is famous for Monja, which is, I have no idea.
I have no idea. In-depth answers.
Some food. And so they're like, well, you can get stronger by training. This will be a special training segment. So they reference Change Man, Geki Ranger, Goanger, and then Car Ranger versus O Ranger. So they have a big epic training segment, and he gets all strong, and he's like, yay! And he's like, now I can reveal my secret plan in my head. And so he was trying to get stronger, but in the same time have them love him so that he wouldn't be destroyed. But he's like, I want you to beat me up because that is how it's supposed to be. And they're like, okay. And he's like, wait, no, fuck. And so they break the dimension wall, and they go into the real world, and they start fighting him. And then they combine the Deck of Cuffs and the Bokken Scooper and the Jetwinger into the penultimate cannon, and they kill him. And Malshina and a random hobo enjoy this. So, the B plot of the episode consisted of Hakusei traveling around to various companies in search of her father, and she ends up at Bell Village, which is the company that makes Zekun.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Oh. Fresh Prince of Bell Village. That was her dad, actually, Will Smith.
The Fresh Z of Kune.
And so her father was a lead designer for Zekun, but he was fired because his art became too dark and hard to adapt. And they're like, we just can't do this anymore, so they fired him. And so we found out that Malshina was the design he originally had for the main Zekun villain, but they rejected it, because clearly she looks like a prostitute. And so it ended at the whole Malshina and hobo thing, but like, I have this sneaking suspicion, there we go, that the hobo is Hakusei's dad.
Oh, I know it is. His mom is dad. But I know that's her dad.
And so, I mean, I'm still not 100% sure what their motive is, but apparently I think he just wants all of his shit to be real.
Yeah.
I think he's the ultimate deluder. And so he just wants everything to be real ever, so he's breaking dimension walls and something. I don't really know, but... the alpaca was voiced by the guy that does the Mobirits.
Oh. I didn't even notice.
And the hobo is the guy that voiced Ninja Man.
But let's not forget the most important one is that the guy that worked at the Zekun company was Bishop.
Yes, I recognized him. I was like, that is so Bishop.
Oh, man.
Except he looked weird because he wasn't, like, pissed off.
And wearing, like, a rabbi's outfit.
I was like, I think you're Bishop. I stared at him like, yeah, you're Bishop.
And then it made me think of how funny it would be if, like, somehow... they worked a joke in here where they thought Sentai villains were real, like the famous Jet Jackson movie where he would just tackle the guy that played Rat. All of a sudden they're like, oh no, it's real, and then they just tackle him or something. Or like, if they hadn't gone this whole thing as real or something, they see someone that looks like Malshina and they just attack her and she's just a real person. Like, it was just really funny.
She's a real prostitute.
When I first recognized who it was, I'm like, oh my god, they're gonna think it's Bishop, and then I remember that was Kamen Rider. And Kamen Rider doesn't exist in this universe.
But apparently, a knockoff Sailor Moon does, and knockoff Space Sheriffs.
Yeah, I was like, is that Space Sheriff Cat? He had like ears.
It was Gavin, Sheravan, and Scheider, but I don't remember what their fake names were. But they're pretty close, yeah. Both in design and name. But so they have Galactic Sheriffs instead of Space Sheriffs. But apparently, they don't have anything else.
Which is fine.
That's fine, because Sentai's the only thing that matters. But anyway, yeah, as far as the episode goes, it's one of those things where, kind of like a carry-off of last episode, where it's just, I didn't know it could be this way.
I know! It's like, I didn't know there was going to be an intriguing mystery plot, where there was like a full-on investigation and a mysterious creepy hobo.
I'm like, oh... these people like mystery. Let's give them a mystery in our parody show. I'm like, you put a mystery in my parody show? Hugs.
Like, I was thinking, like, this show is more balanced than Forze. Like, it's not even, like, my usual bashing. I thought it was funny. Because like, we talked about, like, Double having balance. I'm like, this actually has a balance.
And, I mean, I love GoBusters. Like, I love it to death. But I think it has more balance than GoBusters, too.
Kind of does.
Like, it's a perfect blend, I think, and not to sound like Silent, because that's the last person I want to sound like, but it just has a blend that's really entertaining to watch, because you get to laugh, you get to stare at the screen and go, zong. You get to sit there and go, what the fuck just happened? Like, you get everything all in one episode.
I know, it's like, I didn't expect to actually be intrigued by the storyline.
I like the part where... well, she was waiting for them to be done. She's like, what the fuck's taking them so long? She smokes like 12 packs of cigarettes.
I know. And then I love when you just see like him in the real world like holding like a wooden plank or something and like teaching, what's his name, Alpaca.
Yeah.
It's just funny. Like, she's just like,
what the hell are these guys doing?
Like, if this was in America or something and there was a DVD content, I'd love to see them just shoot footage of like that, of them just doing their delusions but in the real world.
Yeah.
I would just love to see like deleted scenes of that, just because I think it's funny. I really like how they train the monster to fight them. Like, it was like a perfect combination of like all the things they mentioned, which was an episode where they befriend the monster.
Yeah.
And like an episode where they help somebody else, but it just happened to be the monster. Like, I thought that was pretty funny.
It was a lot of like typical Sentai plots in one. Yeah, like it was training episode, helping episode, befriending the monster episode.
Oh, it was just great.
Not to mention, fucking Alpaca Dude is like the coolest monster ever.
Oh, I love when he like accidentally headbutted Akiba right at the beginning. He's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
Sorry.
Oh man, it was just so funny. Like, I already just love how they like make fun of all the tropes and stuff, and they do it so well. But like, it was to do this kind of like mix matched one was just hilarious.
I want an SH figure on Alpaca. Sheena, I want the Alpaca.
What was I gonna say? I also always love to hear Gekki Ranger references.
Yeah.
Music. I was upset we didn't get to see the high octane training from Ghost Ager though.
Yeah.
With a special training. Like, just get some crepes and some parfait and you're set.
Special training.
But that was funny. And I like how they like were all pompous about getting their picture taken when the fight took place in the real world.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Numeria was handing out her business cards.
I know. That was great. And I also liked, I just lost my train of thought. Something about zombies. No, that's not right. We were just talking about, they were pompous and they were fighting. Oh, I liked when they got their roll call and they're all excited that they got it right that time.
Yeah.
And they started, like, just dancing around and hopping.
We got a roll call right this time.
I just like the roll call in general, like how it's different. Like, I love how Akiba Red's always is like a different, like a little Sentai thing, and how Akiba Blue's has an origin story. I was thinking, her roll call has an origin story. That's epic. And then Yellow just says whatever, and then they just cut her off. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say, so I'll just talk about the last episode of this anime.
I was like, I forgot what I was saying last time, so.
Oh my god. I really love the show.
Because that was one of the things I liked, how she always would continue whatever she was talking about.
Yeah.
In the last roll call. And this time she's like, I forgot what I was talking about, so I'm just going to talk about this. Oh, no.
The continuous roll call.
It's... I'm amazed. I honestly...
I know. I can't believe it's happening.
Like, I just can't believe it's as good as it is. Like, I knew I was going to enjoy it, but like I keep saying every week, I didn't know I was going to enjoy it this much.
I didn't, like, even like I said last week too, even if it had just kept being just funny like it was the first four or five episodes, I would have been pleased with it and still loved it.
Yeah.
But now I love it even more. I can't believe Kevin doesn't like it. It's such like a giant Sentai fan wank, but done well.
Watch, he's going to watch it when it's done and love it.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Calling it now.
Yeah. He's going to adapt.
Except he's going to listen to this, and then he's going to be stubborn.
Yeah, and then it's going to take another 2 years. You just delayed it. Bam, edit. You just bam edited my joke. Hate you. Oh, good.
Yeah, there's a reason my phone now has Akiba Ranger tones, and my wallpaper is now an Akiba Ranger one. I'm obsessed.
I'm obsessed. That's really good. I like that.
I'm upset that I have to fucking wait until September to get my expensive anime girl gun.
Is pre-order up? Or is it just now? Or we just know about it?
I don't even know how we're getting it.
Okay, because I need to talk to Oki, and I was going to tell him I wanted it, but I didn't know what to say.
Because all we know is it comes out in September, and it costs a shit ton of money. That's all we know. Like, I was assuming it's premium Bandai.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to really say that it is yet.
I guess we'll find out at some point. We have to.
Because they had, like, a TV commercial. I feel like if it was premium Bandai, they wouldn't have a commercial.
That's weird. Maybe it's a Toei Hero Net. Not Hero Net. The more they go into the shop, and you only buy one, and Oki, like, hires some like, criminals to rob the place.
I hope it's retail, so AmiAmi gets it.
That would be nice.
It's technically a Tamashii product, so... Maybe it'll be in the email I get tonight.
Maybe, if you get it tonight. Dun-dun-dun.
Now I'm sporadically hitting my refresh button.
He's lost it. Now it's time for something.
Ramble time.
The jingle gets me going deep inside.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Brian boy.
Gets me going deep inside. Oh, Brian gets me going deep inside, but that's something different.
Okay, so there's no more Zexal for a while. So that's
so there's no Zexal. There's
we got
no
Pokemon.
Korra.
Come on, Pokemon. We always start with Pokemon. Let's do Pokemon for the love of Christ.
Pokemon.
How many times has Pokemon just said another drinking game?
Lots.
Next thing you know, I'm going to be looking for Sarah Walker. Oh, she's right here. That's why I bought the figure. What was this episode? Oh, yeah, it was the double battle with Boldore and Crustle and the...
Yeah, they evolved Shelmet and Carablast.
And, yeah, that one. It was an alright episode.
It was okay. There was a pretty neat evolution thing. I like how Shelmet just totally got pwned when he battled.
Well, Shelmet was shy. He was Shymet.
Who did he even battle?
Carablast, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Carublast.
Oh yeah, he had battled Carablast, but like I think before the battle, like Axew touched him or something, and like he freaked out and couldn't handle it. And what I really did like though, it was kind of weird that I thought they were going to do the evolutions at the same time. They did one at the time, which is, I don't understand. But what I did like is that after both of them were done evolving, they decided to state the obvious, like actually, like, not sarcastic, like, that they were like, hey, look, Carablast inherited Shelmet's shell when it evolved. Like, I think they actually mentioned that and pointed it out in case people were stupid and couldn't figure it out. Like, well, they didn't just go, oh, look.
What did Excelgor inherit?
Nothing. He just got faster.
Nothing.
By losing the shell.
He just lost his shell to Carablast.
He became the Kamen Rider.
He gained nothing.
But they both got faster somehow. But like, I just like that they like didn't just go, oh look, where did Carablast, like where did Shelmet's shell go? And then like not notice the fact the other guy's wearing it. Like, because that's normal for Unova region Pokemon. People like, where did Shelmet's shell go? And there's Excavalier going, Excavalier, and just like waving it in their faces like,
that is an extravagant name. Excavalier. That's too much for me. It's like a mouthful. My tongue swells when I try to say it.
Excavalier didn't want to listen and I laughed. And then I thought it was pretty good that like all four recently evolved Pokemons got to battle and Crustle like pwned them.
Because Crustle is awesome.
I was like, good lord.
I'm a giant died. Table.
I mean, I know Rock Wrecker is a super powerful rock type move, but jeez.
Rock Wrecker, I hardly knew her. That's a really old inside joke. And Boldore was there too. That was like,
and then Juniper's dad showed up at the end of the episode just randomly. Like, there was Clink and Kling Clang, and that was weird.
That's a stupid Pokemon. Like, you think it's going to be a new Magnemite, and then it's just like, it just evolves to gain, like, tumors and, like, spinning tumors.
I love how, like, amazed they were at, like, the turning gears.
Oh. They do lack brains, so they're easily amused. I should know.
Yes, you are easily amused as they are.
I don't really have much else to say about it.
I don't either, but I do like pants.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chronologically, isn't Thundercats next?
Thundercats!
We're going to have a Thundercats jingle now. Too bad it's going to like be canceled before jingles. I actually didn't really care for this episode that much. I didn't like really not like it like last week, but I just didn't care for it. It just felt odd to me.
It was odd. Like, I didn't hate it, and I thought it was more enjoyable than the last one, but I didn't particularly find it incredibly enjoyable.
Like, it just seems so, like I think Aerosol responded to me. Well, I think, I know he did. He's like, the pacing feels different when you marathon it, but it just feels so weird. Like, it feels like we're jumping from random event to random event. And like all of a sudden, Mumra does this thing,
it's
and then we
are
this...
jumping from random event to random event.
I just don't like the way they're doing it. It doesn't have a structure. It's just weird. It just came off as really weird. Like this was like a combination filler episode with something happening in it. It was strange.
But the important thing is that we got to see whatever the fuck its name was evolve.
This isn't Pokemon anymore.
I can't remember what the little caterpillar was called, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. He was all like, I look like the caterpillar from A Bug's Life. My favorite part was when Tigra got that love potion. That was my favorite part of the episode. And that was just, like the thing I
heard. You're so cute! Oh, God.
He's like, oh my God! Oh my goodness! That was Tigra.
I've seen Shirley Temple commercials like twice. At least during that one show.
Brent, I had three shows DVR'd this week from Cartoon Network, and I think I saw that Shirley Temple commercial like 8 times. Okay.
You're a lot, especially in that little block in the morning.
Can you lay an egg? No.
Dumb bitch, get out of my face.
Lion was just like, fuck!
Oh my God. Poor people back in the past that was their form of entertainment. She was like their Hannah Montana. Hello.
My Thundercats,
I just didn't really care for it, I don't know.
Yeah, well, because it wasn't really that good. Which sucks, because the one before, the bag one, was really good.
Yeah. Like, it just seems so random. Like, we just jump around from, like, these little arcs, which are really good, and then ones that are just kind of meh, and then, like, stupid Kit Kat things. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, let's talk about, what, Green Lantern. Yeah, that's right. I'm right. I know my truth.
Green Lantern was so epic.
Season finale.
Green Lantern was really good.
Like, it was one of those shows where it started off really strong, had, like, a weird wave of good and bad throughout the show, and then it ended really strong.
Yeah, like, it was... I like it because it was also one of those finales where... I guess kind of like Avatar did in that one sense, is that, like, a lot of the little mini-encounters made a difference in the end.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't quite, like, the recruiting for the war thing that I thought it might be, but it was... something similar, at least.
Well, we had 4 colors of lanterns in this episode, which made me, like, get a giant boner. And then, like, St. Walker finally showed up in his blue outfit. He brought Mogo as backup, which was just fantastic. I mean, Kilowog was already just going to go out there and pwn the whole armada by himself. Then, like, St. Walker came in and blasted an entire ship dead in one shot. And I'm like, whoa.
That's because Mogo is the best Green Lantern.
It's because the blue light shuts down the red, but that's fine.
Actually, it's because his name's so close to Sarah Walker. That's probably the real
reason. And then he's, like, brought back up, and, like, Mogo just, like, rises from behind Kilowog. I'm like, whoa. How'd you sneak in?
How'd you sneak in? The planet's just, like, floating around under heights under all the ships. And just...
That's pretty funny, actually. Like, so there's a planet moving under us. Oh, the radar must be broken. Don't worry about it, George.
And then, like, Hal having to go to the Star Sapphires, and then he lost his memory when he went back to Earth, and...
That was confusing, the way they set that up. I thought it was an illusion.
Because it didn't really have a purpose.
Well, I mean, he made it to dinner. That was the dangling plot line of the whole season.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
But now I don't know if he's going to get dessert.
Season 2. Dessert.
But I liked his fight with Atrocitus, and then the whole thing with Razor doing the same thing to go save Aya. That was nice.
Edie. The only thing, like, I get it was, like, the willpower, but it just bothered me a little bit that he pulled, like, a PR where he was like, I'm determined now. I'm going to punch you till you die. Look at you. You're missing a limb. I can see your teeth. And then he punched him.
The only thing is that, like, it makes more sense here. Like, it's supposed to be that way.
Well, yeah, it just bothered me. It's because it...
Yeah,
I thought mainly because I thought Razor was going to come in to save the day, and I thought either Razor was going to win or that they were going to team up, because I kind of wanted to see actually all 3 of them take him on, but I know Kilowog was kind of busy.
Yeah,
but
Yeah, I actually would have. I think I just thought of it just now. It might have been cool, like Razor shows up like carrying Aya, and she just pones him. Maybe calls him a little bitch.
This is for taking me apart, you jerk.
Calls him a little bitch at the end, like that. Like enough, and then like and they took his ring, and now Elias is in charge. I'm like, wow, this is gonna go bad fast.
Yeah, but there were a few little problems, like something I just forgot that I just thought of was with the Star Sapphires. The way like we ended it, it seemed like the one chick that believed him was in trouble, and now she's an advisor. That just seemed sudden.
Oh yeah,
like because like they left it in not a state of disarray, but they just left it kind of bad the last time. And I don't know. I feel like that whole arc should have been more fleshed out and had his girlfriend's involvement more into it, and then like her role in the finale would have made more sense. It kind of felt like all along there was parts that were rushed, and if it would have been a little rushed, it would have been even better, but it was still pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I can't wait for season 2, and I'm hoping that they finally got the go ahead to include Sinestro, just sure. Because
at least they planted the seeds for it.
Yeah, well, at least, and then the thing too is that it is already set up to have the other colors because we already got red, blue, and purple. Yeah. And it would give us yellow.
Like,
and
usually shows like ease into that type of thing, and I was like surprised and happy that they included all these different lanterns and characters, and were so deep into the Green Lantern universe. So
yeah, they just jumped right into it, and which I just think is really cool. But yeah, I'd love to see like season 2 involving Sinestro and or maybe like Larfleeze and the Agent Orange and the orange power battery and stuff. That'd be cool. He just sits there holding it. Mine.
They said mine. When I looked it up on Wikipedia, like I still haven't seen anything about an official second season, but they in one of like the little blurbs it said if it becomes popular they might include more Green Lanterns like Jon Stewart later. So I'd kind of like to see it maybe go like one or two more seasons with just this group and then maybe like bounce around and do different like groups. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of
cool. Yeah, that'd be cool. Well, I know the whole thing like with the comic books is that like since all these different lanterns have come out, like I know like Kyle Rayner is doing something where he's got like with, like the New Guardians and he's basically has, like a team and it's one of every color or something.
That'd be cool. So that's what I should do here.
And yeah. So and that's the thing that actually almost felt in some ways like they were gonna do something like that because we had Hal and Kilowog and then we got Razor and they met the Star Sapphires, and you're like, oh, okay, maybe the one of them's gonna join, but they didn't. And then St. Walker showed up with his blue, and we're like, okay. Like it almost felt like they were gonna recruit one of like all these different colors.
Yeah, that's what I
mean, I guess they almost did, but
and if they don't go with that, oh go ahead.
What's left? White, black, orange and yellow?
Well, no. Well, it's orange and yellow, indigo, and then I don't think they use black and white because they'd have to go into the whole like blackest night and brightest day and the death and life and stuff. But the orange avarice, yellow fear, and then indigo compassion. And the indigos are fucked up dudes. Like, because it's basically the way it works. I've probably explained this once before. It's like, whereas like with blue,
it's blue
like
kryptonite. Oh, sorry.
Well, whereas, like, St. Walker has, like, a bunch of hope, so he has the blue whatever, or, like, the Red Lanterns work off of their own rage. For the Indigos, the way it works is, like, they are, like, a horrible, horrible person. They're, like, a murderer or whatever. They're doing horrible things. And then you put this ring on them, and they all of a sudden, then they feel, like, compassion for their victims, and they like, feel all kind of remorse for what they've done, and they, like, it changes them completely. I guess because of the nature of the emotion. And it's kind of weird.
Pretty deep. But I don't know if I'll go there.
Yeah. But, and actually the orange, it's just one guy. All of the other quote-unquote orange lanterns are just constructs from the ring of people he killed.
Cool.
There is no orange lantern core. It's just one guy. So I don't know, like, how they're going to include that and how that's going to work, but there's still three more colors to go through if they're going to include them all.
The only knowledge of Orange Lanterns I have is the Orange Lantern Lex Luthor figure I keep seeing at Target.
You've seen that one too. You look like Orange Sherbert.
Yeah, I like mine, but he looks a little funny. Like, the other ones, like Blue Lantern Flash and Indigo Lantern and the Atom,
they all have like a really cool look to them. Orange Lantern, Lex Luthor, I think it's something just with the way the body is with like that suit he's wearing. It just came off a little weird. I don't know. Like, yo, like Sinestro, of course, Scarecrow is pretty cool. And Star Sapphire Wonder Woman's pretty nice. But he came out a little weird, his little giant orange mess.
Oh. Oh, well. But it was a good first season. Did a pretty good job with it.
I can't wait for more and to find out what we're going to do next. I just love this show so much. Like I was glad because I had high hopes for it, being it's Green Lantern. It was my favorite characters. It's another Bruce Timm show, so I'm like, okay, we got the Batman and Superman and Justice League guy doing this. And then it like was able to deliver on my expectations of being an awesome show.
You know what blew my mind is that, I don't even know if we talked about this before, we might have and I just forgot, but Green Lantern is voiced by Spectacular Spider-Man. I didn't know that either, because when I was looking at second season stuff, it was the guy that voiced Peter Parker in Spectacular Spider-Man / that Spider-Man thief in Young Justice.
Well, Kilowog is going to be the Shredder.
Well, his voice actor does a bunch of stuff. Never changes.
Kevin Michael gets around. Just acts Young Justice.
It's true.
Speaking of Young still Justice.
Good segue. And we still... everyone's talking about burning questions. Who was the dude in the black shirt that I thought was Green Lantern?
No, that's Mal. Okay, hold on. I'm going to explain this to you. His name is Mal, not like the guy from Firefly, but hold on. Young Justice TV series. Scroll. Okay. His name is Mal Duncan. He's a friend and classmate of Bumblebee. And in the comics, he's currently known as Vox. He's also known as the Guardian, Hornblower, and the Herald. He first became the Guardian.
Herald.
Then he fights Azrael, the Angel of Death. Then
does he fight him in a wind tunnel?
No.
Okay.
Then he gets Gabriel's horn and becomes Hornblower. Then after Crisis on Infinite Earths, he something about another horn and becomes Herald.
See, all I got from the show was that he wears a black shirt and he likes that shirt.
Yeah, he hasn't like become whatever yet, I guess, in the show. Either that or they're just keeping him like in reserve at the headquarters or whatever.
That his appearance seemed the most random, because at least everyone else was explained, or I recognized them. He was just there like, hey, look, I have the same voice. Very confusing for people. Anyway.
I didn't really like this episode, though.
I didn't dislike it.
Just because you don't like girls. I mean, it wasn't one of the best. We had more Blue Beetle. There's a bunch of Blue Beetle
in this episode. I like that part of the story.
All right,
I lost track of what the girls were doing in that base thing.
I liked that... Like, you know, Wonder Girl got to do a little more, and she, like, felt more comfortable with the rest of the team and stuff. And then Miss Martian did her cool Martian-y things. I mean, she's always just badass. Batgirl. Was Batgirl there? Yeah, Batgirl was there.
Yeah, because she was stuck in the vent, and Bumblebee was making fun of her.
Yeah, she did Batgirl things. I still don't know what Bumblebee does, except gets small and
she
big.
She does whatever Wasp does.
Yeah, pretty much.
But
she just gets small and goes, pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
But I was like, whatever about you. But, I mean, it was like a girly team-up thing. I mean, I did like, though, when, like, Batgirl started making fun of Nightwing and was like, oh, so you have, like, no real reason for putting a bunch of girls together and making it, like, there's no answer to this question, is there? There is no way that I come out of here.
This is woman logic. I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, bye.
Click. He's like, there's no right answer. I'm out of here. I love Nightwing.
Good old Jesse McCartney.
Yeah, well, I do love Jesse McCartney, but no, I do like though just the change in the character from when he was Robin and he was like, oh no, I don't really like doing things, and then he's matured and is like assertive and confident. Now he's like, I'm Nightwing. I kick ass.
He seemed to be turning in that direction more near the end.
Yeah, like
last arc.
Like that's what was cool. He had that growth, and then now he's like, I guess, like fully realized that potential, and he's become Nightwing, and he's his own person, and he's a leader. And I've always liked the character of Nightwing, so that helps too, I guess.
But I still prefer Will Friedle, Blue Beetle, but this one's growing on me a little more. And I was gonna say, I like that where those moments are pretty funny, where he wanted to take just random targets out. He was like, "Oh, he's a threat level. Take him out. Initiating fusion cannons." He's like, "No!"
Oh, that was fantastic. I got to. It was so funny.
It reminded me of the movie Starcade, and I think I'm the only one that's seen that. No, I'm the only one that saw Starcade. The kid found like a, it's like a biotic suit.
I got nothing, buddy.
The wind blows. That was terrific. I hear the tumbleweed. Anyway. But it was okay. Like, it wasn't as good as the last few weeks have been. Or solid as the last few weeks have been, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, and we still have another new episode next week. So.
Like, I don't know how they're good. Running it. Because in a world where they don't air things weird, it should have ended with the for the time jump, and the time jump should have picked up in fall, but this is the only one that's like weird because everything else is angling towards the season finale.
Yeah, although I mean they have this will be episode 6 coming out this week. They have its title but no like summary or anything about it except the date. They've got episode 7's title but no date. It says TBA, so I don't know if this will be the last new one coming up this week, or if there's another one before it stops again, or what, but I don't know.
Oh, they just need to stop being so weird.
They need to, like, get their shit together and get a full season DVD so I can buy it.
Oh my god, just buy the pack!
I'm not buying the pack! As soon as I buy the pack, they're gonna put a set out, and I'm gonna hate myself, and then I'm gonna hate you.
Just find someone else to buy the pack with you, and then it won't come out, because Brian and I bought Crossloaders together, so that means no adaption now. If one of us would have just bought it, then there'd be an adaption announced already in a full toy line.
Buy the pack, and then you buy the season 1, part 2, and then you're done.
No, but I... Look, what I want is just one little box that says Young Justice season 1. It's not that hard. Other shows do it. They can do it, too. Bitch.
Whore.
Your mother. Like, I will tell Kat on you that you're being mean to me, and she will beat you. Sure. Oh, look
in
at this crap.
There was
Green,
a Ninja Star.
Green Lantern, Season 1, Part 1. Stop this. This is ridiculous. That was only 13 episodes. How can you not put a 13-episode season?
I hate the thing.
This says 13 episodes. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Link.
Zelda. Are we yelling out names?
Hold on. Shit. Fuck. Hold on. I'm coming. Well, last time someone said that, there was scanned somewhere. Like, hold on, I'm coming.
Season 1.
Like, I thought there were 17, like 13 episodes to
Green. 13 episodes on 2.
So what, is the next set of 13 episodes going to be considered part of Season 1?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Hold on. Let me go back to
that. I mean, even if they had ordered 26 episodes, but like this last episode felt like it completed the story pretty well. I mean, this felt like it could have been the end of a little miniseries.
Yeah, this is what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I love how they wrote, as Earth's Green Lantern, Hal Jordan. They put two L's.
Hal Jordan. Oh, my God. I don't know why that gets me so bad.
Like, so I'm like, I don't understand. And it's gonna come out until August, but I'm like, I don't feel the need to buy this because I don't know what to do with it. Like, is there more to season 1? Is there next thing season 2 and then I can buy this? I don't know. What do I do? Dawson needs to tell me.
What do you wear?
I mean, it doesn't say season 1 part 1 anywhere on the box.
That's what I don't know why I'm trying to figure out why
Maybe
Amazon gets their
up.
Listings. That's highly possible.
It just says Rise of the Red Lanterns, and that's pretty much what the entire season was.
Yes, that is certainly true. You are a whore.
I'm just going to assume that it's the complete season one.
Well, that's at least good.
Yeah. I guess until they tell us more about new episodes.
Are the Marvel animes any good?
Not that I know of. I heard Iron Man was okay, Wolverine was awful. I watched the first few and pretty much have the same opinion.
Okay.
I never checked out the other ones.
I haven't checked them out yet. Like I said,
Iron Man was okay, but like I had a hard time focusing on either one. Like, it couldn't hold my attention, so I didn't bother checking out the others. Mm-hmm. And like the guy that played Peter Petrelli on Heroes voiced Wolverine, and I thought that was a good idea, and then I watched it and it just didn't mesh very well. Maybe it's because I'm expecting to hear Steve Blum or Hugh Jackman. I don't know.
Makes sense.
I am Hugh Jackman, so...
My God.
Okay, no, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Song.
So, Brian was very happy this week because there was no Ultimate Spider-Man.
I was very pleased. He threw, like, a big
party. There was cake. I didn't have any because we've never met. But, and there was also no new Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Which made me sad, but... And now it's time for the Tweeter Questions of the Week.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. Alright, so obviously this is 2 weeks of built up questionness.
The Brian has been accurately cataloging every step of the way. I've watched him.
Every step. You have no...
He put it in permanent ink. He
no
used, like,
idea.
He used a quill pen, and he did it old fashioned style in like an old book that he made himself. So this is serious.
Absolutely. A quill pen.
I don't know what they did back then before inventions.
Okay. So the first question is from Chenix.
Chenix!
Right. Only one? Okay. So, this is gonna
remember
be
Dawson said
question.
He wasn't doing it anymore.
Oh, okay. So he said, a subversion of Superhero Tyson has been released and is being called the greatest thing since sliced bread by 80% of the fan base. A stretch, I know, but just go with it. Dawson, seeing these reactions, goes outside and screams at the top of his lungs. However, the scream was so loud that it wiped out almost all of the human race. Way to go, Dawson. You just fucked everyone over.
Sorry.
As usual.
After the event, Jedi-Mon does something smart to bring the survivors all together. Doesn't say what.
I show them my penis.
The Dome City of Corinth.
Here are a list of the remaining human beings left alive.
What the fuck is this? Sorry, this is weird.
Of course, all of the RR staff, all the people with a Ramboard account. it says Alec Baldwin. I'm assuming he means Adam Baldwin. But...
Well, they can both survive, I guess.
Okay. Alex Hartman.
They can argue on Twitter still.
By the scream into thinking he's Jaden. Another insane person who is in the mindset he is Yogi Bear and even cosplaying as him.
Is there a question in here somewhere?
Eventually, I think. A pilot who was bullied by Dawson Ryder.
A mopilot?
A normal pilot.
Okay. Why were they bullying a pilot?
A cat.
A cat or cat?
My cat.
Oh.
Just like,
you have a cat?
A guy named Leslie. He's a doctor but a pedophile. Which doesn't matter because most of the kids are gone, so he's going to kill himself.
I'm disturbed.
And Jedi-Mon's dog and my dog are there too. Kevin, do you have more than one dog, or you only got one dog?
No, I just have the one dog.
Okay, good. I was going to say, if you have more than one of them died.
You just didn't notice
it. My cat, the two rabbits are gone.
Why'd they die, or...?
Apparently.
Oh,
apparently. You don't know?
I don't know. He didn't say in there.
Oh, no, I get it. Never mind.
moving along.
If you're wondering why these people, well, the simple answer is, of course, Tommy. After learning his Dawson, we did this, many people were furious, but after learning of why he did it, we perfectly understood why. We also came to the conclusion that many other people who probably had no idea what it was in the first place were going to die anyways and probably had it coming. Apparently they're jerks. Here's the question. What do you do to survive? Technology is intact and only humans were affected. So animals are all okay. So your bunnies are okay, Kevin.
So couldn't it have just been simplified as how would you survive during the apocalypse?
Yeah.
This was more fun.
Would you establish as leader? Jedi-mon for intelligence and accounting, Shuki for being wise and nice, Kiefer for his long posts, or Aerosol for the heck of it?
Why am I not a candidate?
Because you're
I could lead us all into laughter.
This is your fault.
You're a douche.
Dawson, would you want to account for your sins or not? Would you get a plane and travel to Japan to get the now free figurines? What place would you set up shop for everyone, USA, England, Canada, places like that? Would you have farmers, and who would they be? Then finally, what would you call this new land?
By Moria?
I like that idea. we would have farmers. They would be the people with the Ramboards accounts. You guys
most don't even exist.
You would all be farmers, all two of you. I would set up no shops. Everything would be distributed by the government like a communist nation. And I would not go to Japan to get the free figures because I would have them already. I guess I could get more, I guess. I'd go to Japan to get free mecha. That'd be worth it. I was going to say, how'd you get to Japan?
Back?
I forgot my pilot survived. So. I guess we learned to fly a plane ourselves. Can't be that hard.
That would take some trial and error for the landing, huh?
I played simulators. I never landed properly, but hey. Who would be leader? I would be leader because I'm me.
Kevin would probably like send everyone after me. He would make me public enemy number one.
Kiefer would be the secretary.
Yeah.
Because he types long posts. Aerosol would be like the defense enforcer. Like he would just attack people.
Defense stuff? Be like our balance?
Because I was bored. Anyone else chiming in or are we done?
I'm not sure what to say.
I don't know what the question is. Ask me the question in parts and then I can answer it in parts.
Who would you have lead?
Me. Of course, I'm smarter than everyone.
This is for Dawson. Would you want to account for your sins or are you just going to be an asshole?
Well, no, it's not really my fault. Because it's implausible that a scream would call... What am I, the... I'm trying to think of a hero that does that. Am I Echo Echo?
Well, what we would do is...
Banshee, but...
There we go. There's one.
See, in my land, what we would do is we would have a public trial of Dawson and then a public execution, hanging him in the town square for all to see.
There's just so much love around here.
It would be like Let's Go Kamenator style, where he just hang him up there, but no Kamenators would come to save him. I mean, Jaden might try, but he's a zombie. What can he do? And Adam Baldwin would just say, "Better dead than red," and like smack him.
I get smashed by Adam Baldwin? That's what I want to happen. I want to be publicly executed by Adam Baldwin.
Well, that's the thing that said, the best on Facebook, the best way to die is being shot by Clint Eastwood while Morgan Freeman narrates it.
Oh yeah, that was pretty good.
That would be fun. So what were the rest of the parts of the question, Brian?
Something about farmers. We already established who the farmers are, so...
Yeah, the farmers are the four Ramboard members that post.
They multiply since I answered.
Yeah. Kiefer would be my secretary since he writes a lot.
That's what I said too.
Nope.
I would take Aerosol as the intelligence gathering person since he does all that research for his posts. He seems like he would be
him
capable
and John
of doing
would be
that.
Like the ultimate research division, like.
They really
John
would.
Can
They'd
plan
have
out
spreadsheets
programming for
and
the
charts.
New world.
Yeah, and then I wouldn't need to get the new figure arts, the free figure arts, because I have pretty much all of them. And then I would open up shops, but they'd all be run by me because that's how I work. And the place could be called Kevin Land because I have to name it after myself. I'm not vain at all. It'd be a giant statue of me in the town square. around it would be decorated with Dawson's bones.
Why do I even talk to you people? My supposed friends.
Then in the office would be the taxidermized Dawson would actually be like an end table.
So they take my bones out? And then what do they fill me with? I hope pudding.
There's pudding so that guests can have pudding while they're
hungry. Now. Where does it come out of?
You don't want to know. And then
that's gross. Okay, enough of this.
Shuki's my personal food taste tester.
I'm grossed out at the pudding dispensing taxidermized Dawson.
Oh god. This podcast.
The statue of me would have a plaque that says our savior and great leader.
He would be like, it would be like the end of the 2001 Planet of the Apes movie. Except with Kevin.
Okay, Shadow Rider says, have you ever watched Ultraman? If so, what are your thoughts on the series? Nope.
Nope. Twice.
Chuck Testa.
I own that one DVD thing I bought at Target. Like the first...
For like $2.
Like the entire first show of the thing. But I never watched it, so... So yeah, there's that. Let's see. Scrolling to the questions. This was actually asked before, and we said no, but it was what current new Japanese anime premiering in 2012 are you watching? But I said none. But now I'm watching Excel World and Zetman, so I want to retcon that answer.
Oki told me about those. He's like, you should watch them. They're good.
Excel World's really good. I can't say anything about Zetman because I only watched the first one last night and then I went to bed. So I don't...
And then Brian peed.
I can't really recommend it too much right now because I only watched one. But Excel World's really good. And it has figure art, so...
Oh, Lord.
And Figmas, for that matter.
Oh, Lord. Figmas. Lord.
I just want to figure it because it comes out sooner. I was going to get the Figma, and then Bandai's like, here's figure arts for the show. I'm like, oh, okay.
Poor Figma. They're getting beaten up by Figma. They're getting bullied. Figma's the pilot, and figure arts is me.
I will be getting some of the Figmas, because some of the human characters are getting released by Figmas, and I want those to go into figure arts. But anyway, TDA Winner says, which of the Imagine is your favorite?
Danabu.
Danabu!
I do really like Denda, but I also really like, Momotaro just because he's always getting beat up by Hana and Kohana, and he's just always getting into trouble everywhere he goes. Denabu is pretty awesome.
He like serves you and follows you around and gives you candy.
They eat the shiitake.
He's so
like,
nice.
No.
He's just so nice. I just love them as a duo.
Here's a question for Dawson. He says, if Denno has a crossover with anything, who would they cross over with and why?
It's against Wada policies. Especially involving Toku. Toku's actually the main thing that we're against, so it's implausible.
It's implausible.
Yeah.
Wado prevents me from answering this question properly. But if I were not a part of Wado, I would say Cho Denno, because I wanted that to happen.
That actually was a pretty funny idea. Because it like fudges Wado's policy since it's like the same character, so it's not really a team. It's like a loophole.
Denno,
like, you got a really
Cho
good
Denno.
Lawyer.
Like, you hired Johnny Cochran, and he was like, you know, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit, and then Denno could do it.
Exactly.
Nikos, who said, what do you think about Toonami coming back?
Yay?
Go fuck yourself.
Yay.
Like,
I just like
it
seeing Tom again.
Exactly, I watch it for the commercial. I'm sitting here like, I don't know what this is. I don't care. Oh my god, Tom! Back, I don't know what this is. Oh my god, it's Tom again.
I taped Cashin, Sins, and Dead Man Wonderland, but I didn't watch them yet.
The only thing that I... Oh, good.
I didn't watch anything else. Like, I'll admit I haven't seen Cowboy Bebop, even though, like, every anime fan's like, Zomart's the best thing ever. But, and I was like, okay, maybe I'll finally watch it, but then they started with a random-ass episode, so I was like, okay, well, fuck you, too. I'm still not gonna watch it.
Cowboy Bebop. It's just
silly.
I want
Cowboy Rocksteady myself, but...
what was I gonna say? The only thing that I sat and, like, legit paid attention to was, like, 10 minutes of... I don't know what it was. It was some little kid voiced by Izzy, and he was in a bed with this hot chick, and then she's like, you wanna know what sex is like? And he's like, maybe later. Tentomon! Digivolve! Or something. I don't know. But the kid was voiced by Izzy. I don't know what that was, but I thought it was... Like, this is racy! I had to, like, cover my eyes. That's all I remember. And then Tom was on again. I was like, oh my god, it's Tom.
Tom. Zong. Zong Tom.
Tom.
Inspired by his current Pokemon watching, he says, what is your favorite Pokedex design?
I never thought about that.
I would go with...
Nothing beats the original.
I kind of like Gold and Silver's original one.
I do like Gold and Silver's. I actually kind of like Unova, where the way it, like, slides up.
Yeah, that is
big. I like that if the toy wasn't so obnoxiously big.
Yeah, that's the problem I have, too, is that, like, all the toys are awful.
Like, I don't even mind if they were awful if they were, like, actually proportionately right.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Apparently,
like,
they can't figure out how to fit a game into that size of a device, despite the fact that Japan did it. Multiple times. But, yeah, the toys just blow, but, I mean, as for the design, I do like Unova's, and if it was thinner, like a phone or something, then I'd probably like it a lot more.
That was pretty cool. It's all futuristic and cool.
Yeah. Like, I really didn't like Fire Red and Leaf Green. Which Diamond and Pearl was?
Diamond and Pearl had that little thing that slid out, and we don't know why.
It was like
you could hold a pog. He was a pog holder.
Like, Everybody Ruby and Sapphire, like, pogs. Like, you push the button and it, like, pops open and wraps around itself. That was kind of weird. That one, the toy was super big. Yeah, I thought Diamond and Pearl. I don't have the Ruby and Sapphire.
Fire
Diamond
and
Pearl
Leaf
is
green
huge.
The green one is huge. The Diamond and Pearl one's really big, too.
Like the gold and silver ones look like a decent size.
Yeah. The original one was really thin.
Yeah, it was like normal.
And the gold and silver one was tolerable, and then everything after that was just...
Look, I didn't even know, in fact, that they had made the gold and silver one until I saw it randomly, like, on eBay. I was like, I didn't know they made this, and then I bought it. So now I have two original Pokedexes because it came with one, and I'm like, ooh, alright, cool.
I can deal with that.
Yeah, and it's got a different screen, though, than my Pokedex. Like, the regular Pokedex, like, I have two of them, and they have two different kind of screens. I'm like, this is kind of weird. But whatever.
It's the greatest story I've ever heard. Can you tell it again? Do you have time?
No.
I hope you died.
No, I don't have any time.
Toka Joe asks, favorite sitcoms?
How I Met Your Mother. I'm watching it right now.
Big Bang Theory.
And Boy Meets World. Happy Endings. How could you forget Happy Endings? That show was amazing.
Heck yeah, Boy Meets
World. I have
a
happy ending. There is a black and white Pokedex right now on eBay. The bid's at $1.05.
It's not even worth that.
It really isn't.
But yeah, definitely Big Bang Theory. Anyway. Shadow Rytera says... I actually talked to him a little bit about this today. I've been avoiding Forza this whole time just listening to you guys take a dump on it weekly. And being that I'm new to Kamen Rider, I would like to give the show a try. I watched all of Oz and Kuga, and I'm now on Agito. Is Forza really that different? Well, he discovered that because he tried watching the show.
Yeah, from Kuga and Kuga and Agito, it's definitely a drastic departure. And Oz is a little bit more of an ease into it, but it's even more ridiculous than Oz's humor.
He messaged me earlier today. He said, Okay, so I watched the first four episodes of Forza. Does it get better? Said, I mean, do all the plots revolve around school activities, like being queen? Does anything happen outside the school? I'm like, well, barely anything happens outside of the school that's relevant to the show. And if it doesn't happen at that school, it happens at a different school.
That's true. I think if he were to start on the most recent one and go backwards, it would get better.
Yeah.
If you watch it in reverse, it gets better.
It's like when you watch the movie in reverse. And
exactly.
Watch Free Will in reverse. It's a whale trying to escape or whatever. I don't know.
But, it's pretty drastically different from all the Rider shows. I mean, not different in formula-wise, but I mean different tone-wise.
It's different in the worst way possible.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, Jeff wants us to adapt the Hyper-DVD of Shinkenger.
What? I didn't even watch it.
It was the one... It was the one with the Super Mooger?
No, I didn't watch it. I don't watch the Hyper-DVD.
Nanashi or whatever the fuck. The
Nanashi Renju... This is just aggravating. The Nanashi steals the Inamaru and then becomes Super Nanashi. Then they give chase.
What could it just be used for a dream sequence episode? Like, wake up, oh, what a horrible dream, and then it ends?
I was just going to say, my original idea was if they wanted to do that for a special, which I hope they do because it makes more toys and I don't want a clip show or a holiday episode.
I want the Christmas special too.
The streets,
the snowy streets.
Was just to have a Mooger steal the black box. So it's as simple as that. I don't know how it would, like they drop it in battle, maybe we'll go with that. Since he can't really sit at the sushi cart and complain about his life's miserable
maybe
problems.
Mike loses it because he's so irresponsible.
Oh yeah, and he gets his samurai
taken away.
Yeah. Probably something like that. But, I mean, if they don't directly adapt that, I at least want Antonio to use shark mode just cause, so he can get something. Like, if they don't actually find a way to give him super mode, at least give him shark attack.
They have the suit. Just make your own damn footage.
I know.
Hundreds of shows film their own footage every day. It's not out of the question.
Just take the thing, and there he goes. He's shark attack mode. He's got red coat.
If you're Haim Saban, you don't make your own footage. That's expensive. That costs money.
They could at least make it a thought bubble, like Cyclone Axel Extreme. Like, Antonio was like, I wonder what I would look like this. And then he thinks about it. And then we would at least see it.
And they can make a toy about it and make lots of money.
I'd buy a toy of it.
I'd buy a toy of Brian.
Figure art. Let's do it.
Let's do this. A figure out of Brian? Yes, I'd buy that.
Well, to be completist, they have to release a figure art of Hyper Green and Hyper Gold.
Don't talk to me.
Just saying.
Don't talk to me, Brian.
And a Subaru. No, they won't make a Nanashi.
A Subaru? What?
That was a Subaru.
Did I make a Subaru?
I think you got Subaru.
Shiba Subaru.
Subaru Ozu. Anyway. Kiefer says, with E3 being blessed upon us next week, what game announcements and updates are you guys hoping for?
Smash Brothers.
Wii U name change? That would be nice.
Not gonna happen. As nice as that would be, not gonna happen.
I like Wii U. Fuck you both.
I don't hate it. I just think it's funny.
Don't talk to me. I'm hoping for lots and lots of Smash Brothers news.
That'd be nice. I don't know if I'm expecting it so soon, but I'd like at least the acknowledgement that they're still doing it would be nice.
I don't see where it would be too soon. They could give us at least a little bit of info on it.
I want to see more about Animal Crossing 3DS and when it's going to come out exactly.
I want, like, release dates or at least release time frames for Paper Mario 3D, Luigi's Mansion 2, and Animal Crossing 3D, because I haven't pre-ordered and I don't know when they come out.
I'd also like to know about an original Zelda game on the 3DS.
Yeah, as far as that, I think they're working on it still.
So I know they're working on it, but I would like something about that. That would actually be good.
Because they said they were making it like last E3, so I wouldn't be too surprised.
So it'll probably come out sometime in 2015 because of their scheduling.
I think like 2016 is more accurate, maybe.
Oh, okay, that's right.
It'll come out in time for Avengers 2.
I want to see. I'm kind of curious to see if Sony pulls out any decent games for the Vita. I know I've heard of a few, like they're making Sly Cooper for it. And there's another game.
I don't really care because I'm just going to get it for the PS3.
Well, but it's like a functionality thing where like that commercial they show for that baseball game where you can just pick up your file where you left off.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, so I know that those few things have been announced, which is kind of neat. But I mean, I'm hoping to see some more.
That sounds kind of like what the Wii U is doing with the
the controller.
So you can go like to the bathroom and stuff.
And Brian can still catch Entei and then come back and keep playing.
Except like the Wii U has like a, it's like you can't take your cordless phone outside your house, but this you can leave.
That's true.
But I'm just hoping to see.
Well, it depends. It might have enough memory in it. You never know.
Never know, but I'm just hoping to see some what their effort's going to be for that, because it's not like it's a PSP where it's been out forever. Where, like, we just give up. Like, it just came out, so they have to be pulling something.
That's how quickly they gave up on the PSP.
But I hope they try to pull
something
off.
Our system sucks. Okay, let's try this redesign. It still sucks. What do we do? Oh, I know. New redesign.
Still sucks. Let's make a downloadable version.
Let's make it download only. No one buys it.
That was stupid.
Try one new version. I was surprised they made the Vita, honestly.
Yeah, I think so is everyone.
How absolutely abysmal the PSP was.
And then I've heard of the Vita's crap.
Like, I think the system has potential. It's just one of those things, the same thing with the PSP. It just doesn't ever get enough good games for it.
Well, I've heard that you can't do anything with the machine without having some kind of memory in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It's just like
you can't even turn it on. Like, no, like you could do stuff with the PSP without the memory in it. You just don't save a game.
Well, you can turn it on without the memory stick. It's just like when you have your phone, because it stores some stuff locally.
Like, the Vita won't allow you to play a game unless you put a memory stick in it. Like, you can't just do a no, like, I'm not going to save, I'm just going to play. Like, they force you to put a memory stick in it in order to play a game. Like, go away. And then I don't think it comes with one.
It does.
Does it? I don't know. I just heard it's crap. Because I know someone who has one. They're like, yeah, I hate this thing. This is a mistake.
That's like you.
That's not what your mother said. She said you were the mistake.
Okay, let's see. Question two. Oh, I never really answered the question. I forgot. What they said. So, number two. Time for a fun one. Oh, boy. If there was an official RR toy line, what kind of toys would fill it? Who would make it? Well, we'll answer this slowly for Kevin. What kind of toys would fill it?
Well, no, I'm sorry, because they ask like 8-part questions, and then I'm like, I can't answer it all at once. Let's do it part by part. Like, you don't want to test. Here's part A, answer,
well,
part B, answer.
I forgot I'm the only one looking at them at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so what toys would fill it? I think mostly action figures.
We'd be figure arts.
We don't have any transformation devices.
No, we're not as good as Hero Rangers. They have.
No.
They have $150 transformation devices.
Maybe we'd include like chaser figures that are like the designs of wheelchair made with the people with the big sock feet. That's kind of like the prototype designs.
Oh my god.
But yeah, mostly I would say like action figures and maybe one of those like action feature lines. Like Shuki with like pop drinking action or something.
Or popcorn eating action?
Yeah, fuck yes.
What would mine be? I don't have
Shuki
anything unique about
lung.
Me.
Jedi-mon with
sleeping action.
Sleeping action, he just falls over.
You just push a button and his eyes close and it makes snoring noises.
Jedi-mon with taxidermized Dawson bludgeoning. Comes with taxidermized Dawson and I just swing it around.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know why that was so popular either.
I don't know, but it's funny. Now we're going to have the popular, like, pudding-filled taxidermized.
I think it could be a hit.
That's the plush. There will be a plush version of taxidermized awesome. You squeeze it out, pops it to the pudding.
Oh, God. The pudding. Pudding.
General Boom Pop.
Oh, there's going to be a plush Shuki. That's like a body pillow.
Oh, yeah.
You can lay with
how comfortable that body pillow would be. I'm so fluffy.
That was the point, stupid.
Best body pillow ever. Fuck those, like, anime girls. Get the Shuki one. Guaranteed to be extra fluffy and comfortable.
What's fluff?
Who would make it? Bandai, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, they own us, so.
We have the Sailor Man blow up doll. That'd be great.
I feel like Soundhouse action figure would be one of those figures where, like, you press leg together for action and the hat would just fling off. It'd be, like, an attack feature.
Soundhouse would have a clone feature. Like,
yeah, like, you'd have to...
You open the bag
to, like,
and...
Army, you'd have to army build with Soundhouse in order to, like, make his
he's
videos.
He's our army builder figure. Soundhouse our army builder.
There'd be, like, a cheap version which are just, like, those little paper cutouts where you, like, pull them apart and it's just a bunch of people.
We need Soundhouse's mom.
Heck yeah.
The evil witch lady to come in.
Witch mask and SH figure out Soundhouse's mom. Be awesome.
And then what else? We would need a special version of Shuki and then like SH figure out Jeff and then they can Facebook and tweet back and forth when you put them next to each other.
And then another chase of SH figure arts cat that comes with ninja stars, but that's like the Dawson version.
Giraffes.
Yes, giraffes. SH figure arts Chris just comes with a bunch of the food droids from the Forza figure arts.
And a lurking Oshawott.
I feel like there would be some Founders gift pack with like us three and Rio. And then a little gift pack. And oh, no, it comes with the R Tower playset.
build a figure, build a tower type thing.
Oh, like the Justice Hall, the Hall of Justice?
The Hall of Ars.
Build a piece for the R Tower.
Speaking of building, I want us to all have our own Build-A-Bears. And I want them to be advertised by Victoria Justice.
Okay. This can be arranged. Yeah, I don't know. I'm out of clever.
SH figure arts aerosol, and then SH figure arts Sorry Man, when you put them together, they start getting into a fight. beating each other.
I like how these figurettes apparently move on their own.
Toy Story, have you not seen it? They're all alive.
SH figurettes Matt comes. You push the button, he goes, ha! And then there's a switch on the back, he can switch to Elmo voice.
Oh my God, that would be fantastic.
He comes with Avengers Hot Toys because apparently he can afford those.
You push this button again after he says hi, and he just says, I love Glee.
Yeah, because he canceled all his pre-orders with Oki, and I think Oki took out a hit on him. He legit hired a hitman, I think.
Ami Ami, Bandam, HLJ, Bandam, he had to turn to Marvel Hot Toys. No other stores would let him buy from them. Matt's hiding out in the Walmart from Oki.
And it's going to be easy to find. It's the only Walmart.
Kiefer's example was, how about a fully articulated Jedi Mind figure with a voice box that that plays 18 random songs and a die-cast taxidermized Dawson accessory?
That just made me think of another toy. We could just have one of those microphones that changes your voice, but it changes you to Kevin, so you can just sing all songs like Kevin.
It makes you always know the lyrics.
Yes, and I would also have a wig kit for hair tips.
We can sell books, and one of them can be Dawson's hair tips, and then the other book can be lyrics with Jedimon. It's just a book of lyrics.
Figure has to come. I have to have one of my figures has to comes with like a billion different customizable voices, just all the different sound effects that go on. That'd be fun.
I kind of want toys now, but.
Now I'm upset these don't exist.
I kind of want a toy of myself now. Dang it. mine come with a Grobel beard. And you can just, it just randomly comes and goes.
Does it
chia pet? What?
I'm growing a beard. Itches really bad.
Brian itches.
Our staff chia pets.
Mine grows a goatee.
Simon's grows a hat.
That would be fantastic. Oh my gosh. But he gets for the name Leodros.
Oh god.
Oh, we need to figure out Zeron's effort with a bunch of just cameras. There's cameras everywhere. And then he has
to have the birth driver.
The birth driver, and he has to have an AKA red key.
Also known as Red?
Alright, that's about all for the tweeted questions this week. The question didn't get read. Sorry, it didn't get picked. Feel free to ask it again, I guess, if you want to, but...
Come back out next year.
If it didn't get picked this time, it's still probably not going to get picked.
Should I put it in better English?
Try and asking a different question.
And don't forget you have 2 weeks to put in questions now, because next week's Facebook.
And if people want to hold off their questions, it's fine too, I guess. But it didn't seem to bother me this time, so whatever.
Whatevs.
So, be sure to answer the Facebook question for next week. And we'll... Whatever.
We'll just do nothing now. We'll
do nothing now, because now it's time for...
Final thingies! I have a thingy, and it's not final.
We successfully finished the podcast in one sitting.
Oh my god!
Outside this of the impossible...
Thing? Oh, stupid Akiba Ranger. You just tore that dream away from me. I was so happy.
I didn't fall asleep yet.
I'm in shock. I mean, we didn't have to time travel. There wasn't three different Kevins from three different timelines.
Yeah. So keep sending in the questions and answering our questions and voting on things that don't matter anymore because we just kind of veto any decision.
We're just like, whatever.
We let you vote so you feel important, but then we just do what we want anyway.
Which solved nothing because nothing changed.
Yeah. So much for the big changes in season 3. Other than
turns out the only person whose ideas mattered was John. Oh well.
It's because John always matters.
His posts are too intelligent for me.
Yeah, I also got confused. Because I'm a stupid.
We know.
That's good enough.
Bye. We gonna start this bitch.
Hello, welcome to our season 3.
I hate you, you suck, you whore.
Damn it.
I would do the whole podcast like this. That would hurt.
Where are the orbs?
Bring me the big crystal orbs. I could do a power cell. What happened to power cells injected? Sorry.
Hello, welcome to our season 3.
Let's do this, Brian.
Okay.
Yes.
Look at this. Apparently, module set 2 for Figure Earth comes out on 6/9, and Raya comes out 6/23.
Give me my email.
Thomas, she's slightly updated. We still don't have the rest of the June dates, but they slightly updated, so...
Figure Earth dates are like our version of save the dates for weddings, except they're all the time. Bandai's like, save the dates. You're going to be staying up till 1/2/3.
Pegasus say it doesn't come out till 6:30. Great. That means my box is really held at the end of the month.
Pegasus, what does he have to do with this? Are we going to Dual Kingdom?
No, not Maximilian Pegasus. Pegasus say it.
Oh.
My only non-gold Saint myth cloth. But it still looks pretty cool, so I bought him. He's not expensive as damn Virgo and Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
I'm the next story, aren't I?
No.
I
was just waiting for everyone to be done.
Why is Brian dead?
I don't know.
What if this isn't being recorded? Wait, he's the call master. We wouldn't be talking to each other if this wasn't recorded.
Not necessarily. I think Brian just muted or something. I don't know.
Anyway. Oh, God! Beat it! Okay, it's good. You got it. Are you there? Wait. He just came in to go la 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 and then left? Anyway. Back Hello? To GoBusters. There he is, you're fine. Wait, say something.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, damn it!
Am I okay?
God. You're becoming a problem, Brian.
Am I okay?
Yes, you're fine.
Okay. I'm so sad.
For now. Anyhow.